And you already know, though, that countdown is, you know, one day less.
One day less.
It's the cow. What is it?
24 days left? 24 days.
24. And it's going to be Cinco de Mayo, yeah, July 4th. And a whole bunch of other explosive holidays all in one. It's going to be Border Wars 12 in Watertown, Wisconsin. I know all the champs out there are probably midway through their camps. You know, it's on, baby. It's on.
Yo, it could be the September 18th, and it could feel like July 4th.
There you go.
I was supposed to.
I am though, going to put emphasis on that, man. You know, this is more than halfway through the camp already.
Oh yeah, it's over. This tweaking time. You got to be getting everything. Like, you got to be already right, trying to get things extra right. Like, you can't be trying to start camp now. Like, many did. Many started camp last week. There's plenty of people that thought, I only need 4 weeks. You know, they watched their favorite fighter, Floyd Mayweather. They heard him say he only needs X amount of time. So they think they can do it. They thinking, oh, it's only 3 rounds. He fought 12. I can do it. And no, you can't. But I'm just happy I'm going to be the one calling the action, laughing at y'all. You know, all the crazies, man.
Listen, it's going to be a hell of an event, bro. I heard the space is huge. So I can't wait to get down there and get that feel, right? You know, right before the fight's going to happen, there's like a little tingle that happens inside. It's like, man, it's about to be time, bro. And again, guys, yo, you're more than halfway through your camps. I hope you've been working hard. I hope that you've been taking it serious. I hope that you've had success. You know, I hope that you've lost a couple of pounds and, you know, gotten better shape, feel better about yourself, and feel good about what you've done thus far going into this fight, man, because, again, we can't say it enough.
They ain't done shit. What they really done, man?
I don't know, man, but, again, like we say, you got to put in the work, put in this footage. We got to know how you're doing. We got to know if you're taking it serious. And, listen, by this date, if you haven't taken it serious, well, you better do it right now because time's already there. Time's already there, man. You know, I think, did I miss the last Border Wars show? I believe I did. I don't know. I'm forgetful. But we got to see Smoke 'Em Out Jay, right? We got to see some new footage.
From Smoke 'Em Out?
Yeah.
Yeah. He sent some stuff working with his new trainer, it looked like.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe because I haven't seen him in a long time, but I think comparatively to that other video, he has lost some more weight. So, you know, shout out to you, Smoke 'Em Out, you know, for getting healthier and moving around. you got to get back in the ring, champ. Got to get back in the ring. You got to reinvigorate those lungs.
So
you saying what, champ?
What footage you
What's
say?
The latest news right now? Is everybody still on board? How many fights is there? I know the Patreon family got questions too, but we'll get to that in a bit. What is it that, you know, has changed in the landscape thus far? I hope that everything's still on point with the fights that we have locked in.
Yeah, nah, man. I mean, everything is on point. We got a couple people that need to pay their fees. They've asked for some extensions, and, you know, we should be getting those on September 3rd. Other than that, you know, it's just a countdown at this point. You know what I mean? We just at countdown right now, trying to see who's going to do what and who's going to be their best, the best version of themselves, you know? Supermax. Let's get straight to the questions because somebody took a shot at Supermax. Steven in the UK says, are the stipulations that were made for the chubby weight title being met by both fighters? If it's a no, then this fight should be just a regular Border Wars fight rather than it being billed as a Border Wars title fight. If you want this division to be taken seriously, it needs to be run seriously. One of your USPSs with the series, I guess, so I don't know, maybe the USPS is some sort of acronym for a mission statement?
one of your USPS with the series is one of your unusual problems or usual problems. Yeah. Let me read this real quick, right?
Oh, yeah? So it says, it's Fat Camp meets Contenders, and if the chubby weight title hasn't been earned outside the ring and inside, then what? Then it kind of removes the weight loss element of the event and makes the chubby weight division meaningless and irrelevant.
Okay, okay. So if you want this division to be taken seriously, it needs to be run seriously. One of your, one of the series is it's Fat Camp meets Contender, and if the chubby weight title hasn't really been earned. Okay, so well, we need to put those stipulations like you said earlier in the message, right? Stipulation made for chubby weight title being met by both fighters. No, then the fight should just be a regular Border Wars fight rather than being billed as. But wait a minute, who's fighting a title fight right now?
Supermax and Santiago is a title fight, but the only one that can't be meeting the regulations is Supermax. So he's taking shots at Supermax. Everyone can see clear as day that Santiago is well within weight and in shape. He's working. He's doing what he got to do. So, yeah.
I guess moving forward, we could probably, you know, put that in order. It's a good idea.
Well, it is,
you know,
already implemented. It's more about
how much work they're going
to
put in.
No, yeah. It's more about getting with Supermax to get the original rules, because there are original rules for the tubby weight division that could be read. And, you know, man, this is bullshit.
Damn, well, I didn't know that there was an original rule guideline that was written for them, but
yeah.
that should be in there. You know, you got to lose the weight. You want to go
mean,
in here and
on
just
Patreon as well. It's on Patreon, but it's gonna be not easy to find. Let me see if I can find it under the Border Wars tag.
Yeah, I don't see how they could not lose weight, right? I know that you can't get too stringent, I guess, because everybody's different. Obviously, some people will be able to lose a certain amount of weight a little quicker or slower than others. So, you know, it's not about putting stringent, you know, orders in there, but like maybe some guidelines, you know, like if you weigh a certain amount, you know, minimum goal was 10 pounds or something like that along the lines
of
that.
They definitely have a guideline. I'm telling you, if I could find it, or maybe it's in my Texas.
Do you remember if it had anything like that put in that they had to lose a minimum amount of weight or?
Bro, you like me new headphones, man. I've just said that shit three times on this show.
Yeah, but I'm telling
yes,
you,
yes,
the detail.
I'm looking for it. I told you yes, there is a limit. Yes, there is a guideline. It's under the Border Wars tag. I'm looking
was
for
clear.
It.
Now you clear, chair. Now you clear.
Oh, I wasn't clear.
It wasn't clear. You was in your head, but yo. Chubby waist style.
Got it.
Speaking of that,
my man fucking Eddie, always on point. Wow, this is long. You read it. You got a better voice. Here you go. You got the voiceover voice, man. You could be doing Audible.
Let's go Audible.
You got it?
Yeah, I just got it right now. Let me see what we got here. Okay. Damn, there was something nice set in place here. This looks well organized, champion. All right. Chubby weight division, the creation of an official chubby weight division, is to level the playing field for fighters entering the ring at heavyweight but are not necessarily natural heavyweights. These fighters usually give up several advantages such as reach, height, power, and sometimes skill. Rules for competing at chubby weight. 1. A fighter must be under 6 feet tall and weigh over 201 pounds, which is obviously not their natural weight. 2. When signing a fight, a chubby weight will post the current weight, and each fighter will be subject to 14-day weight checks showing a progression, big or small, of weight loss. 3. If a fighter is showing negative weight checks, the fight could be called off or fees could be implemented. Chubby weight championship rules. This is for the championship. 1. Title eligibility. Unlike other Border Wars divisions, we want chubby weight to be active. So to encourage activity, the two available and most active fighters would be eligible for the title. 2. The chubby weights competing for a title must
competing
lose. Completing. No, it's not completing. It's competing.
That's what I said. Competing. You said that's, completing.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
For chubby weights, competing for a title must lose a minimum of 20 pounds. So, like, okay. So all chubby weights competing for a title must lose a minimum of 20 pounds. Okay, I said 10. Like making weight in other divisions. Okay, that's comparable. To be eligible. If one fighter misses the 20 pounds, the title will only be eligible for the fighter who makes the weight. Sanction fees will be lost. That's in quotation. So if you don't lose those pounds, you not only are you not eligible for that belt, you know, you lose your sanctioning fees too. So if you're defending chubby weight, you cannot sign a fight unless you are no more than 10 pounds above your previous fight's weigh-in. Okay, so what if somebody I guess backwashed? Let me backwashed. At least they say in church.
Backslides.
Okay, so if a chubby weight is more than 10 pounds above his last fight weight, you ain't getting a fight. You cannot sign a fight. Wow. Automatically stripped of title if defending it more than 3 times, because 3 training camps should suffice significant weight loss, removing you from the division. That's relative. You know, if they keep it.
Why? I mean, you know, Santiago, Supermex should be fighting at like 320.
320?
Yeah, 320. Next month, you know, if he keeps working, he'll be 320. If he doesn't go by the rules and gain 10 back to 330, he'll start his next fight at 320. And then again, must lose 20 plus whatever he loses. So, I you know, you will get out of that division by 3 divisions. Maybe 4, you know, depending
yeah,
how
I'm
you
saying
are.
That's relative. It could happen. It could happen. But it's relative. A guy like Tank, you know, he was able to do it.
Yeah,
you know, he
no,
was able
definitely.
To go from heavyweight to down. I don't even know what he's a 175er. But the last one on here was the chubby weight division is there to help you reach your weight goals, your weight loss goals, but also allow you to fairly compete in border wars. All right. And in order for you to be a fighter, okay, so you even have height stipulation, height guidelines. So you got to be under 6 to be a chubby weight. You can't be above 6 feet.
Nah, because if you above 6 feet, you a heavyweight.
Yeah.
You
I like this.
You ain't small.
This is fair.
6 feet is honestly too big. I think it's like if you above 5'10", you should be a heavyweight. Cause not really 5'10". I guess 5'11" is still small too. I don't know.
Yeah.
It ain't for me, man. You got to lose the weight. But so a fighter got to be 20 pounds, right? Like, what is it? Chubby weight will post a current weight, and each fighter will be subject to a 14-day check. Supermax ain't do no checks with me in forever. Last time
now, no weight checks. I mean, I've gotten pictures, you know, and, you know, him at the gym.
I ain't get a weight check in a minute.
No weight checkies.
I ain't get a weight check in a minute. And he started out high as hell, so he going to make this first fight.
Was he back up 320, 330?
Bruh. 320, oh. 330, he wish.
Wow. Got to kick that down, champion. I know, hey, listen, I got big hopes for...
man, Supermax needs
super to lose weight,
people need to stop giving him a pass, man. I mean, how many border wars has he been a part of? Whether he fought or not, he showed up. Like, he got to get that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Him and Eddie, they both just lazy, man. Straight up, both just lazy, because you could totally handle that now. You know,
Eddie's not in there again.
Yeah, no, Eddie always got an excuse why he's not in there. I mean, I think it's more his girl don't let him travel like that. It's probably, you know, them shame things, those family things where you go out, you got to be like, nah, you taking all of us.
Word is well.
Yeah.
Not, but again, this is the chubby weight division. tips that we have so far. So there you go. What was that, Sam? Did I ask that question? Samatron? No,
yeah,
it was Steve in the UK.
That was Sam.
Got the next one. You
Steve,
got my man Showkid. Says, as TBV staff, what are your expectations for Border Wars 12? Also, when is TBV coming to the East Coast?
I mean, we did two or three in the East Coast, you know what I mean? So we just we going to other places right now. And East Coast is always a possibility. We just need a venue, you know what I mean? We really don't want to go backwards in terms of venues. We need proper venues now, you know what I mean? And we're willing to go anywhere.
And as far as expectations for Border Force 12, I mean, you know that our expectations are always, you know, we're going to do better. Things are going to look better. So the expectations for Border Force 12, I have high expectations. I think that along the journey, we've taken account of all the little things that needed to be adjusted, you know, encountered stuff that we never would have thought we'd encounter, and we handled it along the way. So I expect it to be better than the last, man.
Yeah,
better than the last.
For me, I'm with you on that. Like, my expectations are to do better than before and to not have no hiccups, you know, make sure we got a time clock. Hopefully have everybody lined up so we could get them banged out instead of these crazy intermissions. You know, just like Doomy said, have it flow better than the last time and make it better than the last time. You know, it's about putting out a product that people want to be a part of, you know, something that they can fall in love with. We got the next one.
The Champ.
Yeah.
You know that's Tank. The Champ, El Tanque. I'm pretty sure it's El Tanque, right, bro? He says, as Border Wars continues to grow, do you think that every fighter should sign some type of contract where everything is in writing and they know exactly what they are getting into? The contract having information like deadlines, fees, mandatory film, penalties, etc.
Absolutely, man. You know, it's something that just like the appreciation night, after this one, we're probably going to have to slow down tremendously because there's going to be changes. I can't keep doing this for $200. It's like pulling teeth. To get these questions, I got to post it 5-6 times inside the Border Wars chat. I got to shame them. I got to be like, damn, there's 30 of you guys in here. There's two questions. Help me make the show great. Like, if there's no questions, I ain't signing. I mean, I'm not doing the show.
Hey, what happened?
You know, you don't submit footage. You get in for fine. Like, I don't got time for that shit. I don't got time for that. Like, if people don't want to fight, we're not going to have a fight. Forget it, because it's like, it's too much, man. You guys grown ass men and you want like to be babysitted. You want to be coddled and just like have your ego. So like, oh, please submit sparring. Please submit footage. Hey, these are the rules. These are the fees. Like, you grown as hell. You fought for two Border Wars and you still haven't paid your fees. You know what the fuck you got to do. This ain't your first rodeo. But you waiting for me to text you about your fees. You waiting for me to text you about your fucking
videos. I think
your videos,
that kind
your farm,
of shows fear,
farm,
too, right? That
your,
shows
your,
kind of a little bit of fear.
Your training footage. Like, why I got to text for your training footage?
You know, if you're, I don't get that. I mean, look, I know sometimes whatever budgeting and stuff like that. But if you signed up to fight and you still haven't sent in the money by this time, I mean, what are you waiting for? You know, or either that or you're insecure that you might not win or something. I don't know. And you don't want to lose your fee. I don't know what it is. But, like, come on, guys. Anything in life that you do out there, you know, you're not going to be able to even participate unless you've, you know, paid your fees. What may it be in a Spartan race or wherever, you know, wherever you go. You know, you're paying your fees, things that you write a little – and maybe we do got to get that together ASAP, man. I think moving forward, we're going to have to put something together that's real clear and people really realize that Border Wars is not – this ain't a tough man competition where you could just pick people out of the crowd and you're jumping in the ring and you're just going to go in there and bar fight. Like, this is something – this is different, you know. It's way different than that. You're getting a whole package, exposure, platform – you're on a platform that has thousands of viewerships. You know, you're being interviewed, people are getting behind you. Like, it's crazy the amount of stuff that goes into this stuff, you know? And then for people not to cooperate in sending video, you know, which is one of the most important things. This is a visual platform. We need the videos. Weight checks. Yeah, we should have weight checks, man. Yo, the earlier border wars, though, the weight check, you know, people used to throw their weights in all the time on the chat, you know? I don't see that anymore,
bro, because everybody's out to have an advantage. Everybody wants to win, so they don't want to show their opponent anything. They're so gay, bro. Shit is wild.
Like, yo, let me tell you guys something. Showing your opponent, like, maybe in a professional fight, and, you know, and they want to see how, if you're going to be heavy or not, because obviously there's millions and millions of dollars involved and stuff. But because you show your weight at a 14-day weight check-in, it doesn't mean that your opponent has an edge on you. Like, it doesn't work like that. Again, this is a 3-round fight, 2 minutes each round. This fight, it flies, you know. You got to be ready for a bang, bang, boom, bang, 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 bang. I mean, I always finish that statement with this. It can seem longer if you don't train. If you're in there and you ain't trained, you're going to feel like the clock is stopped, you know? Your feet are in the mud. You're tired. Yeah, it could seem like a long time in there. But clearly, man, it's 2-minute rounds, man. Send in your sparring. Send in your footage. Let us give you the proper experience. And at the same time, also, hold yourself accountable. This is a weight loss program at its essence, you know. It's for your health. So, you know, it's not just about coming on here and doing a tough man sort of fight and then you go back home and that's it. No, this program is supposed to benefit you in a lot of ways. And all these things.
And a tough man, bro, a Spartan race, you get a T-shirt. You get a headband, you know, that's it. You know, you get bragging rights. You get that with us, but you get headgear, but you get gloves. You get
and you get the bragging in front
get,
of the
you get an
in
IBO,
front of the millions.
You get a real IBO medallion, not no plastic bull crap from eBay. You know what I mean? Like, listen, dudes need to, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going through this no more. I'm not begging you to do what you got to do to make you popular. No, I'll be good next time around. That being said, though, Enrique is in the building. Flight is paid. He's going to be staying at the Fighter House with us, and he will be calling the fights alongside me. He said to let y'all know, in case anybody want to size him up, he'll be there on September 18th for Border Wars. And he'll be calling action live with me. And, yeah, man, we can't wait to have him on board with us. You know, Enrique definitely adds some entertainment. And we were short-staffed the last time out. So we should be doing a better job this time out, especially with him at the microphone. I think the biggest issue is going to be that he hasn't been around in so long. He don't know everybody. So everybody's going to be new to him. It's going to be people that I definitely know. And know of and their skill set, and he's not going to know their skill set. and he's going to be like, yo, who's this? But, yeah.
That's what's up, though, man.
Like Austin. Austin is going to – I know Austin. He's in the chat. Yeah, we haven't met him, but we know of him. Enrique is going to be lost, you know. Hopefully, we got Mario in the building so he could do some of that pre-fight.
Pre-fight scrum. Interview style, wicked wild. Yo, Protege 80, you read that? Super chat, he says, Border Wars Tour going to be at the bar. The weigh-ins will be at the bar.
The weigh-ins at the bar. I'm being told we might be going back to the bar. So, yeah, you know, we might as well say the bar for now, but it'll be in and around the same vicinity. They're looking for a bigger venue. So, yeah.
Maybe an alternate venue, but that's not, you know, super 100.
Yeah,
so.
They just want to have more people, you know, because Fire Marshal could shut them down for capacity.
Damn, remember Fire Marshal Bill from In Living Color? No. Oh, man. So,
saying, Tank, that the Spartan race costs. It costs like $155, and you get a punk-ass T-shirt. That's it. They don't even record your race. You know what I'm saying? You might get a picture. You get lucky if the photographer gets you in the picture. But Austin V says, would y'all consider an online judge as well? That's difficult because this will be the first time live streaming. We've never live streamed. This will be the first time live streaming. Actually, we did live stream the BPE after last time out. But this will be the first time live streaming to YouTube. So we don't know the delay. You know, it's just different. You could definitely have an online judge. I don't know that it's going to help. I did talk to Harold Hunt. He did confirm he's still on board. His flight's booked. He's, you know, pretty much going to be there. So we got Harold Hunt, who's going to be the official judge, and he's from the ABF. And then we'll also have Stainless and Bo. Stainless from Detroit, now in Nashville. And we also have Bo and Bama, who's part of the pound for pound committee.
Yeah, he's pound for pound.
Enrique also saying that he did a Spartan race, and you got to buy the picture. It's not even free, but they do give you a free beer. So your beer costs $155, FYI.
So you got to buy the T-shirt too?
It's part of your $155.
Because
it costs, everybody knows if you make your own shirts, it costs more than you buy them, so... If they charge you $155 and they charge you for the picture and they charge you for the shirt, I mean, you know, they clearing an easy $120 per customer, because the $30 for the shirt and whatever other little trinket, you know, how much is a headband if you buy 1,000?
Yeah, and not even to get into their pockets, but you know, we're just giving so much more, you know, the memories that you're able to create and watch the fans, it's just so much more, bro. Personal too, right? Because sport is a one-on-one. I mean, I can't compare it to Spartan race because you are doing the course on your own too, but it's just a lot different, man.
Robert Genius has joined us, and I just want to update him that his opponent let me know that he also bought his flight, but that's been booked. And his hotel reservation was made over a month ago. And he says that a pack of wild horses couldn't keep me away from collecting my strap.
Damn.
So, you know, Bishop and Robert, they locked in. I'm really excited about that fight, honestly. You know,
these two are serious about their matchup.
Yeah, that sounds like something like, that matchup alone sounds like something you would have had people to take. They both, you know, did that fight on their own, which was lovely. We got Showkid 2005 that says, shout out to Adrian and all the Wisconsin fans. I will be staying at a hotel under my alias name. Once I catch this body, I will leave town immediately. I hear you.
Hey, yo, Showkid, bro, you be killing me, kid. Mm-hmm. He'd say about the cast is 40. Yeah, Jordan Baker and Showkid is going to be a good
Steve,
one, too.
If you're
right?
going to be in Watertown, you can absolutely be a judge. For sure, without a doubt. Jordan Baker is going to be a handful. You know, it's great to hear Showkid taking it, you know, lightly, but at the end of the day, you know, you've seen that heavy bag work. He's very wide. You know, styles make fights. It's not about, oh, I think Jordan is better. I just think that Jordan's style might be a little bit more suited for this particular fight. If you're going to be wide with your punches and you got somebody who's longer and taller than you coming straight down the pipe, that just sounds like a recipe for disaster. We got a super chat from Terrell just sending the fire flames.
Fire flama. You know, what you missed, now you ain't missed nothing yet, just that, you know, might be implementing contractual agreements here in the future so everybody's more responsible.
Yeah,
I mean, look,
sure.
I think that it's just a matter of just putting it together. I think that it creates more seriousness.
Intelligent Sean Jones knew we were doing the show today at 7 and happened to post new heavy bag work 2 hours ago, continuing to soak in that free promotion. He's looking good, man. I mean, look, if you're going to compare this to what you've seen from Smoke 'Em Out Jay, just levels. Like, it doesn't really – I don't know how Smoke 'Em Out Jay gets to touch Sean.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
Sean would have to stand literally in front of Smoke 'Em Out Jay to allow him to land. If he did any rendition of Ali on his toes, Tyson Fury on his toes, Billy Joe, Caleb Plant, any of those fighters, if he watched any of that tape and goes into the fight like that, forget it. You know,
yeah, he's looking
I don't
good.
Think you need to be on the inside. See, he did a shoulder bump. You don't need to be there. You need to be on the outside of that 1-2, you know, on the outside of that 1-2. And not that. I don't. You see, he leaned his head on the back. You know, I don't want to see that. Not in this fight. You don't need to be wrestling in this fight. You don't need to get, you know, you need to be on the outside using your range, using your length, using your agility, doubling up the jab, you know.
Man, he's working that body.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be a fantastic fight. I cannot wait for this fight. Cannot wait. But I actually came here because the other heavyweight, let's see if we can find his. He allegedly
some big ass gloves he's throwing there.
He allegedly dropped some footage too. So let's see what we got.
Yeah, Sean Jones. He looks comfortable throwing real power.
Joshua Lang says, looks like you're finna smoke out. Smoke out. No, yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, finna out smoke him out. Let's see. Who's this? Oh, this is the new guy. This guy hit me up. He's ready to rock and roll, too. Let's show
this
him.
This is the new guy. This is the guy that's going
to
get
man,
it done.
He stopped somebody to the body and shit.
Whoa.
Let's see what this sounds like.
40 seconds left.
Oh.
Is that a liver shot? Oh.
Russell. Russell showing clips of a body shot. Damn.
Body shotty?
Yeah.
Let me see that.
Here's some more Russell right here. He's got the speed for sure. Let me double check what weight class he said he was in. I just was communicating with him. All right, here we go.
So who's this guy right here?
I just said Russell. You don't
Russell?
Listen, man. Your headphones suck ass.
Nah, the thing is, you know, throw me off with this 15-second delay.
He's 6'2". He's been training for 4 years. 1 year in MMA. He's only 22 years old and he's 180. 180. Mm. That's too young for my guy, T. Anderson, but that's just right for Esteban.
Yeah, I think this would be a good one for Esteban.
He even's doing the kicks.
Yeah, well, that won't matter nothing in the ring. You know, this is boxing.
He keep missing that left hook, I tell you that.
Oh, why he rushed the bag and kicked it like he was, like he had just seen his man's getting
yo,
beat up.
Yo, this dude, yo, he got me sick, this dude, man. He don't even answer us. Like, he just posting in Border Wars, but he don't say if he want to fight. We ain't giving you no shine.
Word.
And Oscar, yes, here's your official response, even though I responded. Yes, you can pay your Border Wars fee September 3rd. Chris Vega, you as well. Here goes more footage of Juan, another heavyweight, put some more footage. You know what I'm saying? But he's just shadow boxing on this one with the bat. He got that music in the back. But he's moving better than he did the first time.
Oh, you talking about this guy, yeah?
Fuck.
They got you. Fucking musica,
man. So, you know, people need to learn landscape, but at least he's working a jab up and down. He's still very flat on the feet, not on the balls of the feet, but he decked out. He decked out, man. He got his black tights, got the Jordans, got the I don't know what kind of sneakers they are, but I like them. listening to his Spanish Mexicano rap. And he got the shirt, El Corazon, got the Corazon shirt.
Oh, he got the big heart.
So, but he looks better than the first time. He's starting to feel himself, as you can see. See, he's moving a little better. He's not moving as good as Chino. But, you know, he's got the power.
Yet.
He's got the power. That's what we do know.
You know, this is a new video, right? The newest video.
Yes, do me.
Because he looks, because he looks better than the last video that you
That's
showed.
That's what
me.
I said.
It really does. That's what I saw. Look at him. Yeah, he amped up, man. Good for you, champ. You looking lighter on your toes? Definitely. That's the main thing, man. You know,
the
is
jab
being light
looks
on your...
nice, man. You ain't get to the part of the jab yet. You about to see his jab. He's gonna do like maybe 8 or 10 jabs. It looks nice if it can. If he can.
I wonder. I wonder why he doesn't have gloves on.
I mean, probably trying to toughen the hands, man. He probably dipped them in gasoline.
Yeah, man. Maybe he's going to fight Tom Poe on fucking Bud Sport.
Yeah, man.
Listen, yeah, you know, and if you're going to harden up your hands.
His caption is just trying to work, man. Just trying to work.
Yeah, if you want to harden up your knuckles, you know, I guess you could. But, you know, you need wrist support. I hope he has his...
So here goes the tank, and he's saying that I'm back. COVID slowed me down a bit, or did it? Devil emoji, devil emoji. Light work with 4 pound weights. So, I mean, he's insinuating that he might have gotten COVID or that COVID shut his gym down. I don't know. But, you know, Tank looks good, better than he's ever done, better than he's ever looked. I mean, physically.
He just came up on the screen now.
Physically, he's. You know, he's looking the part. I just want to see him work on his accuracy. I just want to see you work on your accuracy. You know, you're outworking these guys by throwing punches, but you're missing a lot. You know, I want to see him work a little bit on the accuracy and just try and be as patient as he was in that fight with Keane. Continue the patience. Don't get overzealous. Don't overshoot your shots. You know, don't be a grappler. Don't get known as Andre Ward and be a clincher. You know, make your fights pretty. You know, that's what I want from him. I want because you know that would be the best for him.
I think I've been watching Tank for a little bit now, man, and I always felt that was, you know, I like to train guys, you know, in a way where I'm polishing up whatever they're good at already, right? You know, each guy going in the ring got their own little attributes, what they're good at. I always felt like Tank was good moving forward, effective pressure with body shots. I think that just keep practicing your forward effective pressure. You know, when I say effective, you know, learn different ways to cut the distance and keep working on that, because I think that's your natural go-to, you know, to just put the pressure on a guy and overwhelm them. But just make sure that you're working on that, you know. You're working on your cardio. You're working hard with the boxing. But go ahead, Ness. I know we hopped into the next video. Who's this?
This is who's going to be fighting Oscar Williams. He's sparring somebody very short and showing him a lot of respect. I mean, he's going light, obviously, but he's also southpaw. So, you know, this is a good fight with Oscar Williams. He's got some amateur background. This guy's got some amateur background. This guy looks nice and slick, Laura-like, you know?
Yeah, well, he's definitely displaying comfortability in the ring. And
I mean,
skill
he's in there with a very small person. I'd be comfortable too, but, you know, that dude is short. Like,
yeah, that short guy knows what he's doing too, though.
I mean, who wears short shorts? Like, he's wowing. For real. Like.
How tall is Oscar Williams?
Oscar, I don't know exactly, but this is Miguel Modeste. So he must be Cuban, right? The Lucian Missile. Lucian Missile. What's that? Where's Lucian? What's that?
Lucian.
He got 9 likes on there. We're going to give you one more. They're looking at you. This is Oscar right here. So let's see, man. This your cousin, he put this, but this shit, you can't even see this. This is too hard to see, man. Did you see this?
Which
they took pictures of him. They watched him in the boiler room working out, like from in the cut, like a little Peeping Tom was recording him and shit. Like,
they had a cam and shit in
the
brick wall.
Yo, what is this? Look at these candid peeping time shots. Like, am I in the basement with you or am I not?
Yo, he said he had the motherfucking, they wired up your house with the little ass camera shots.
Oh, that ain't, oh. Who's that guy he training with? That ain't the dude from Passaic, is it?
No, Passaic, nah, if anything is, my man Team Explosivo, Coach Explosivo, I think that's what we call him. Forget my man's name.
So here goes Tank again. You know, he stay posting. You know, he's trying to get those shirts so he knows how to be a star. You know?
You know, that basement is it's an actual gym that he built. Team Explosivo, one of the youngest amateur coaches actually to do it. He built that in his basement. He has good clearance on that too. You know how
well,
it is.
Well, this is the Tank showing you his weight loss journey in pictures. You know, he's been putting in the work, you know, one day at a time. You know, we keep highlighting him in hopes that he inspires the Eddies and the Supermexes. They're really the only two chubby weights we got left. Tank, the real Tank, he's a chubby weight, heavyweight that fights at heavyweight because he's not only got the skill, but he has the willpower to train, and he trains hard. You know, so hopefully our Tank Furman can continue to inspire some of these other guys to.
Yo, am I eligible for the chubby weight then?
No, because you have an amateur background. So this is Oscar Williams, and you know he said in the lab working a little bit. They never seen this gorilla before.
Yo.
So he from the Bruce City Box and the Takeover New Journey. You know, that's his hashtags. He work in here, Southpaw. He looks a little thick, you know what I'm saying? No homo. So that's good. You know what I'm saying? That's good, though. He's not a thin guy. You know what I'm saying? Because he's 168. You know, he does look short here. So whenever he got to face Esteban, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, he's looking like he's 5'8".
Yeah.
Bruce City. And Esteban is fighting this guy, huh?
No, Miguel, okay. Miguel Modeste.
So the person on screen right now is fighting Miguel Modeste.
Yes.
I don't think we've seen, well, I haven't seen Miguel Modeste. He looked good. He's working in.
He was the one sparring Rashid Warren. Nah, it just looked like Rashid Warren.
He's working inside.
It literally
work,
looks
man.
Like Rashid Warren. So here goes Oscar and Chino. So you know Oscar's not too tall.
Yeah, well, Oscar's.
Doomy, you could be down there with these dudes. You just don't want to work. Look, these dudes are all your weight, yo. You in the no weight. You ain't in the chubby weight. You in the no weight.
Yo, so they in the chubby weight too?
Nah, Chino is. You see Chino, but that's what I'm showing you. Oscar and Chino the same size. Chino's a heavyweight, though. He fights a heavyweight, obviously, not chubbyweight. And this is J.C. Clark. You know, this is some of his days in the MMA world. He's going to be taking on your cousin, Elias the Lion, Lionez. He's coming off of a loss to Esteban, and Elias coming off a loss to Mitty. This is James Clark, you know, and
is this the Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yo, he came, bro. He came to the weigh-ins like, yo, I just came from work, champ.
Yeah.
That boy was raw.
So this is Justin Gonzalez. Oh, he joined the Border Wars chat to put this. I should take this out, man.
Yeah, so who's in the MMA cage right
so
there?
So here's a good question. What's allowed? That was James Clark that's going to be fighting your cousin. What's allowed and what's not allowed in Border Wars? Custom gloves. Yes, you can have custom gloves. You just can't have gloves that you've been training with. Like, we're not going to let you use the gloves you've been beating the bag on so you could come and hit somebody with your bare knuckles. It's not happening. All gloves. Don't even strap your gloves up. Make sure that Doomy or one of the officials have checked their gloves and signed off and said that you could strap up because no one is using their own gloves unless they're new gloves. You know, we provide gloves so that there's no fuckery and trickery. You know,
yeah.
We allow
and don't get caught with any dumb shit, please.
We allow you to use your custom gloves as long as they're new and not beat on. Obviously, I'm not expecting you to buy a new set of gloves every time, even though we provide you with a brand new set every time.
And I'm on that. So if you are going to be using your own gloves for some reason, I'm on top of it. And if it's a no-go, you know, use the brand new ones, man. Shit. Brand new gloves you guys are going to be jumping in the ring with.
Justin Gonzalez, he's one of our newest viewers. He just found us. He's about 20 years old, and he's going to join us in Watertown. He's not fighting. He just wants to smoke a fat one. He's buying his tickets next week. Shout out Justin Gonzalez. This is Robert Klein, who's going to be taking on Sir Bishop. Check this out. You ready? Look at this.
We're ready.
He got the Thanos outfit. And then look. So is Rob. He got the Thanos glove as well. Yeah. So Rob is going to be fighting with the shirt like Thanos and the gloves like Thanos.
Wait. He got some gloves custom made with the Thanos glove?
Yes.
That shit is fire. Yo, shout out to you, Rob. I got to see them joints. Dang.
It ain't pull up for you yet? Damn,
not bro. Yet.
So this is Jordan Carter. And, you know, I'm kind of hating on him because why you uploaded all these pictures if you can't fight in Border Wars? But I hear you, man. Salute. And this Jerome Lambert, I don't know that he got a fight yet. Somebody might be fighting him. You know.
Yo, wait a minute. He got the... Yo, Rob got the fucking fitted tight Thanos suit on, champ. He about to go in there, Thanos, my man. Yeah.
He going to snap the fingers, and you ain't going to see from Bishop again.
Yo, this is getting better and better, dog. Yo, it's fun, man. Listen, go all out if you can, you know. Make your experience as grand as you want, man, because these memories are golden, bro. That's dope. You're going in the ring like that. Now I'm like, man, I wonder what the bro is going to come in on.
Uh-oh, Jerome Lambert out here beating the tie up. Old school style sledgehammer. It's like chopping wood. Yeah, so he going ham on the tire with the sledgehammer. It's like chopping wood. He's taking it back to the old days. Ben Lappin also in a fight. This is a new Border Wars fighter. He's been signed up. This is one of Adrian's fighters. He's ready to rock and roll. He's got his fight, you know, lined up. Him and his opponent both paid. They get zero promotion because they don't really post, and here they are, one posted. So this is Ben Lappin. He's signed
up. I'm still seeing the hammer.
Nah, you'll get this. It's all good.
Call him Hammer Time.
This is Adrian, man. My man Mohawk got long as hell.
That's Adrian? Oh, shit. Yo, yeah, I
doing
seen
the
this.
Pad work.
Yeah, the pad work.
That's Adrian doing the pad work with my man Ben Lappin. Ben Lappin got a nice left hook. Remember I told y'all that.
Ben Lappin is taking on.
Oh, and he does DEFCON, which means he does jiu-jitsu.
Wait, is that one of the senseis in there?
I don't know, but, you know, he keep his hands up. He disciplined. He don't
True.
Got the best technique in the world, but at least he's got the basics, which is, you know, bring your hand back.
Nah, he's moving.
Whoa,
he's moving.
The way he did that shot was no bueno, but you know, he's not, definitely not smooth.
Nah, he's a little squared, but he's a good mover.
Yo,
he's moving
short
around
because Adrian is short, so he's short as fuck too, right? Adrian like 5'9".
Yeah, they're almost about the same height. Throwing the uppercuts. Yeah, only thing I'm not liking really is he's a little squared, but it looks like the guy's kind of, you know, buff or whatever. He looks like he works out weights. I don't know. Shoulders are mad round. Got the 1-2 down the pipe. Okay, body shot. Not bad. You know, I'm looking at the feet positioning, and he's pretty well balanced, you know. Even when he moves laterally and pivots, he keeps that base. Yeah. What's my man's name again? Lapel?
Lappin. We're going to move on. I don't know the name of his opponent, so Info Joe, hit up Adrian, or I'll get it for you again. This is Oscar again. That's when he was looking for some smoke, but he found it. And it's Sean Jones, the heavyweight, staying active on the Border Wars chat and just showing you. This is what I'm saying. It's hard. You know, Smoke 'Em Out has to demonstrate a lot of natural ability because Sean is actually working. I mean, what are these, 80s, 70s, even if they're 65s, you know, he's finding the time. Listen, I love to train when I'm training. And it's hard to go to a weightlifting gym and a boxing gym. You know, I don't do that. I don't get to go to a weightlifting gym as well. Would I love, you know, that's why I love Jersey, because we used to pick a day and just do weights in that gym because they got everything. But, like,
yeah,
would I love to do at least Tuesdays and Thursdays at a weightlifting gym and get some fucking weights in and strengthen up? And yeah, this man is doing that. He's got so much of an advantage.
Those are 80s, dude?
I mean, 60s, 65s, 80s, there's something. They're not little.
Them things is big.
They're not little. And listen, he's working not only on his skill, but again, on strength. We don't know what Smoke 'Em Out is doing other than the clip that we've seen. And he's squatting, too. This is to generate power here, you know? He's squatting.
Oh, that's the video on the side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, this is what we're talking about, putting all the elements together in order to have success in the ring.
Bro,
you got a day where you do your weights, you got a day where you do your strength and conditioning.
He's got,
you know,
such an advantage on all the heavyweights right now, even me. Like, you know, even me, if I was, like, to make a comeback, he's a dangerous fight to come back to. He's
disciplined fighter. He's
he's a young guy who is obviously strong. Physically, naturally strong, because we heard Chach in his fight say that he was surprised how strong Sean was, you know, on the inside. Chach the dad when they fought in Dallas. So, you know, and again, he's working on the craft, you know. Mentally, you know how strong he is because he showed up to Watertown expecting to fight, Smoke 'Em Out, finds out 24 hours before the weigh-in that he's not fighting Smoke 'Em Out, signs up to fight Bradley the Gladiator. Bradley does the weigh-in, faces off with Sean, decides I'm not coming back. And Sean then signs up to fight a third guy that he never heard of and actually fought. That shows me tremendous heart. And the discipline is there because he's working. Not only does, look, this is him going to the gym. This is not his house, but he's got a home gym. He submitted footage in a beautiful home gym. So it shows you the discipline that he's not just a dude that's doing videos in his house to look like he's getting the job done. He's actually working. But that's Sean Jones, Mission Impossible. Here we have our super middleweight division. We have no champion in the super middleweight division. Right now, Coach Mitty is 3-0 and quarantined. Isn't allowed to get to the U.S. right now. Corey Frank, who's eligible, went MIA. Jordan Baker, who's eligible, is facing Showkid. Robert the Genius, who's eligible, is fighting at Cruiserweight for a title. Alex Guillermo's not eligible and not available this Border Wars. Neither is for Surefire D. He's not available on both for Border Wars and or nor eligible. Neither is Rowan, neither is Vega, neither is Esteban. And Colin the Destroyer probably will be dropped from the rankings as he hasn't fought since maybe Border Wars 6.
Yo, whatever happened to Colin?
I speak to him the other day. He said he was willing to fight, but, you know, that didn't work out. So I don't know.
Man.
Here's LJ, the Don Walker once again. Do me, you don't think you got this guy, man? Look at his mouthpiece out. I don't know that he's ready for the Doomster. If you listen to Ness's game plan, because Doomy knows he got no tank, so he wants to knock you out the first round, and then, you know, then he's looking like Blueface, literally.
Yeah, that'll forever be your go-to for me, Blueface.
He's also taking it light. You could tell LJ's fishing to see who's going to step up to the plate to fight him.
Yeah. I mean, look, it just came on right now. They're in the park. You know, he looks like he likes to throw it from the hip there. You know, it means he's comfortable. He's comfortable in the ring.
I mean, the dude's shorter than him.
Yeah.
1 minute.
Dude's definitely shorter than him and not built like him. LJ, I believe, has 12 fights, 2 losses, amateurs, don't know his age. He's like a defensive lineman or something.
Height-wise, what is he, 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, LJ's comfortable. He's comfortable in the ring. I mean, even though they're not in the ring, but he looks comfortable in there.
Yeah, that's LJ. Walker to Don, which would have made a great fight for Jordan Carter. Swear to God, that was a great fight for Jordan Carter. Here goes Jordan right here. Look, spawn with Nate. Come on, man. Get your ass out of here, man. Look, this
is
my man.
Is he biting on his mouth?
This my man Blackie Ramos, another dude that, come on, man. Is you going to fight or what? Motherfuckers posting in the chat but don't want to fight, man. Look. This dude need to be fighting in Border Wars, man. Him and Eddie is a fucking fight. Look at this dude.
Let's see.
Him and Eddie, bruvs? Let me get that.
Yeah, I'm making a return, bro.
If Supermax win that title, I'm sicking Black Ramos on him, man. You ain't keeping that belt.
Just came up on the screen.
Black Ramos taking him out. Supermax don't want none of this chubby weight right here. This chubby weight ready for Chino and Tank. They won't approve Supermax and this dude.
Who's this? Black Ramos? Say
you'll approve it. Say you'll approve it. I dare you. I dare you. You won't approve it, man. You know you won't, man. Y'all know y'all won't. Y'all know what it is. But Black Ramos is ducking, man. He fucking ducking, man.
Why is he ducking?
I don't know, man.
He looks good on the teardrop bag right now.
We're going to have to show Smoke Him Out old footage. This Smoke Him Out. And this, he fighting Sean. See, he just don't look as smooth as Sean. You know, this looks rough, man, compared to Sean, man. I want to see, like, Sean seems to have... Sean seems to have so much more skill. He seems to have so much more skill than Smoke Him Out. So I want to see how much he can separate himself.
All right, it's coming up on the screen now. Let me see. Let me see where we're at. And Smoke Him Out is tall, right?
Yeah, he's good 6'4", without a doubt. He's a real 6'4".
Wow, that trainer's tall too, then.
Yeah, no, the trainer's 6'7".
Holy moly.
Yeah.
No wonder he was looking shorter. I mean, Smoke Him Out is, you know, he's come a long way, man. You know, the big guy.
I don't know that he come long enough, man. I think he's going to take a loss, man, with this Sean fight, man. Looking too, like, and he working out weights and everything. Smoke Him Out got all that extra body that is moving with him. Like, he ain't tight and nothing. That's going to fuck up his sense of equilibrium and balance. You know what I'm saying? Because when you shift, your gut goes one way. Man, Sean got that shit tight.
This is true.
Oh,
he's
going
to have
true.
To be able to, you know, make a good game plan. I mean, one thing that he's got and he's shown is that power. And if he can choose, you know, points in the fight where he knows he can burst out with some power shots, he can turn the fight around.
You're looking at Rail. Rail looking strong. He finally submitted some footage that looks decent. He's still a little, like, heavy on his feet to me. You know what I'm saying? He's still a little heavy on his feet, and he still, even on the bag, looks hesitant.
Like, hell, Rail. What I got to say about Rail, man?
Like, he's holding back just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I kind of get what you're saying.
Because I want a good fight, I'm going to tell him right now, he not throwing his right hand properly. That's crazy he in there with Hector. Hector, look at his right hand. It's coming straight off the shoulder. He's not turning like this. Look at me because they can't see me. He's not going like this. Look. He's going
this. He's not pulling the full extension.
It's right there. Like, he squared up when he throw that right. If he start twisting with his waist, he'll get more torque on that right. See it? See the right again?
Yeah, he got to put more hip into it.
Yeah, there's nothing there. He's not even turning with it. That's crazy.
One thing I could tell you, Rel, is that from what I've seen thus far in the ring and what I would like to see from you, you know, is more control of your energy,
your emotions, man. Use the right word, man.
No. Well, let me complete the philosophical jewel here that I'm about to dump on.
He got a nice left hook though. You seen that left hook he throwing?
Yeah.
He tripled it up. That looked pretty strong.
He can control his, he's a fighter that fights with passion and emotion in the ring. So if you can learn how to control that and harness it, yeah, you have to be able to harness that power. You know, you can't let your emotion get the best of you in the ring, because then, you know,
he ain't got no knockdown, man. He ain't knocking nobody down with that right hand. You got more probability of getting a knockdown with your left hook than that right hand. The left hook got way more torque on it. You know what I mean? That right hand is just, look, is nothing there. Look, come on, champ. Come on. The bag moves more when you throw the left hook.
Just a little more torque on the hip. That's all he needs. It's not that bad. That's a heavy bag, too. Some long bags are heavy.
Yeah, those the fucking, like, Taiwan,
Muay
Thai bags and shit. Fucking, first
time I see that teardrop.
Yeah, they got the tear back to it so you can hit the hook. I like that.
Oh, the uppercut, right?
Yeah, I guess. The uppercut, hook, all that
shit. That's
pretty
dope,
right? That's new. I like it,
though. He keeps throwing his right to the body, but his right foot comes up. You got to keep yourself down there. You know, your foot comes up, you lose power.
Right. Left hook looks good. Left hook looks good, especially when he doubles it. But the right hand, you know, like, he's already like this. Let me show them. Like, he's already here. You know what I'm saying? So the right hand is right there. You're supposed to be here so that the right hand goes like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he might be a little more squared in this exercise.
There's no leverage on that right hand, bro. No wonder you ain't got no knockdown, champ.
Let me see again. One hook. Yeah. You know what it is, too, Ness? It's your footwear, too. What I found that, you know, those type of sneakers like that, they don't allow you to pivot on the ball of your foot. That's why it's always good to have your boxing shoes on, because it has a great effect on the way you move, man. You could be training with some running shoes, like, let's say some regular running shoes. You know what it is. You got to be careful when you're doing that, because not only doesn't allow you to pivot when you throw your hooks and your right hands, it also can you could probably twist your ankle, you know, because you're pivoting and you're moving around. That's why boxing shoes are specific to the sport.
Yo, where's this SDS promotion stuff at, man?
I don't know. Shokit out here, you know, making his company debuts and shit, trying to shake up the promotional landscape here at Border Wars. ECP on top, like always. Ness Heyman in the building. SDS is on some, like, it's a new wave. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, what's the fudge?
Yeah, you fudge nothing.
The fudge.
Mariowski, man. Mariowski is taking on Jose. Shout out to Jose.
Jose going for stoppage, man.
Yeah, Jose last time he was on seemed like he was very confident.
I seen that. He posted that on his page today on his Instagram. He going for the stoppage. So this I don't know who this is. I guess this Austin sparring somebody with no headgear. Let me show this. My bad.
Fight Club style.
Yeah, somebody like no headgear, mad confident. Let me go back.
See, mad confident.
And then, yo, why is Austin saying watch the full video on my page? Like, we is on your page, fams. What's going on? Like, what's up with that?
We on your page, champion. Austin, bet 500 on a knockout. That's Jordan, huh?
Damn, Jordan, you that confident, homie?
500.
Austin got some head movement, at least. He in the blue shorts. You better chill, Jordan.
Watch the video. I'm
and, like, his sparring, he not afraid. He know how to catch shots on the gloves. Oh, he got hit with the right hand right there. Yo, let me go check. What's up? Yo, Austin, why this dude, man, why he can't post this shit on? Okay, we got some power with Austin here. Uh-oh, Jordan, better be careful. Oh, what the fuck? Let me go back here. What the hell was that?
I don't even know what I'm about to see.
Yo, Austin, man, you're looking good, man.
Austin. Yo, I need my own gym, man. Yo, look at this right leg, man. Watch his right leg, man.
All right, hold that.
Watch his right leg after the right hand.
Let's see.
So it's after the second right hand. That shit was crazy. You know what it is? It might be his pivot. He like me probably. It's going to take him some time to get his pivot right because that shit was bananas.
That his right leg went all the way to the right?
Yeah. And then he pivoted. Like, what
then
the
he
fuck?
Pivoted, yeah. It looked a little weird. Again, you see the footwear he's wearing?
Yeah, no sneakers. He wearing the wrong. Yo, they not ready,
you're
man.
Better off in socks.
Yo, but his trainer got on sneakers, man.
Yeah, his trainer could do that. He's not the one pivoting.
Nah,
but even the trainer, if you want to be moving right, you want to be moving in there fluid, you got to have the right footwear.
That's Austin Z, man. He's taking on Show Kid. I mean, he's taking on Jason Wilson. What you got here? Is this the same? This is a different one here.
Oh, wait a minute. Austin's taking on.
Four minutes of sparring. Okay. See, I like him, though. He does seem comfortable. So Jordan, you know, he talking shit. They talking like they want to fight each other next. He does seem comfortable. And I like the way he probed right there with the jab. You know, he's not just going in recklessly. See, he's probing. He's jabbing.
Yeah,
he's not dumb. He's got some magic. See the head movement right there. He did a better Mario than Mario. He's doing those same rail right hands. He's not turning with that right hand. Oh man, bro, what's up with these people? Why you gotta record like this, champ?
I recorded phone up.
No, yeah. Watch. They about to fuck it up and turn it, too. Now we got to fucking turn our head and shit, man. Bro, this is what I'm saying. It's not worth this $200 going through this fucking headache. Like, how hard is it to record? Like, tell me. Come on, man.
The guy that's working with him.
He's nice.
Looks, he's nice.
He nice. And he's sagging. Or is that like a design? Because I'm about to say, bro, how you sagging in the gym? He's still taking shots for trying to be too nice. He's trying to slip a lot, so Austin's still hitting him. But he ain't got no headgear.
Nah, he's getting good work. See, Austin, this is what I'm talking about, champ. This allows me to see
all that
bag work and all that, you know, drill work. This is where I get to see if you can put it together. A good stance,
yeah,
good
really
balance.
See, you can't really see. They sabotage the footage on purpose, so we can't assess it properly, man.
Ooh.
Oh, good left hook he hit you with. This dude's pretty decent, yo.
You need to get him in here. Jedi tactics.
Oh, this is the second round. They fixed the camera. Now it's full screen. Somebody learned. Let me see if they got music playing. No music. Okay, Austin. You heard Austin? Okay, hey Jordan, I don't know, man. I don't know. Austin like got the fundamentals. Look at the slit.
Try to hit him with the body shot.
Oh, do I smell Keem versus Austin? Battle with the Lomis? Battle with the Lomachenko style?
Yo, Austin, who Austin was trolling in the
He was trying to fight Esteban right now. He gonna take a loss right now. He fuck with Esteban. He need that first one. Get wet first, champ. Esteban. I mean, don't get me wrong. This dude you spawn with is definitely on that level of Esteban. You gotta work Esteban though, man. I would just get that one out the way before you get in there with Esteban because you wanna like get to know what this is about and see how it is with the judges, how they gonna respond to your style too.
He's fighting. Who is he fighting now?
Mr. Wilson.
I gotta see Mr. Wilson, champ. I gotta see Mr. Wilson,
he
man.
Mr. Wilson ain't got no sparring like this.
Austin's
Ayo, Jordan, you hating? Talking about Austin gets stopped by Keem in the first round. Keem ain't never stopped nobody in the first round.
I actually think that from the movement that I'm seeing,
he got a nice jab though. He got
Who got a nice jab? Wilson?
Austin, yo. That's what I'm saying. Austin, man, take it from me. You going to shine on Wilson, and then the gates is going to open up. Everybody going to be like, oh, I want some of him. Oh, yeah, let me get that Austin fight. You know, like, yo, go out there and take out a Wisconsin dude. Then you set up that big fight with Esteban. Because right now you'll beat Esteban like Ugas beating Pacquiao, but at least people knew Ugas. Like, nobody knows you right now.
No one knows him.
Nah, Esteban ain't no 20 and no pro fighting like that. You tripping.
Nah.
Oh, shit. He clipped the shit out of him. That was a big left hook Austin hit him with. With no headgear, that dude crazy.
That dude is real confident.
He hit Austin with some right hands, too. Oh, and that left hook to the body. Damn. Another one to the body. This good-ass work, Austin.
Yo, for everybody that was sleeping on Austin, man, this is what I'm talking about. I bet you this mad cat right now.
Hey, yo, do me look,
right
my man
sitting.
Doing your right hand. He did your lean forward right hand. Look at him. Yo, he killing you with that left hook to the body, Austin. It's them sneakers, man. Get you some boots.
Gotta get some sneakers.
Even he got on some boxing boots.
Yeah. Yo, he's ripping that left body shot, too. The kid is working with him.
Austin, you sweating, though. I see you, man. I fucking miss this shit, man. Oh, he hit you with the uppercut. See, that's what I'm saying. You need this one fight, man. Get right first and then take a tough one, man. Because, look, you getting touched up right here. So if this was Esteban, you know, he winning. Like, you doing good, but obviously my man in the black is more experienced. So, you know, you got to keep working with this dude, and then you're going to be ready for war.
Nah, this is great work. Shout out to Austin, man. Listen, this is the type of, work that you want to be, you know, getting. And I know sometimes it's hard for somebody to get a sparring partner or something like that. But if you whenever you can get it, you got to get in the ring. It's important, man.
I got Austin sparring. B on the line. What up,
man?
Bobby?
Hey, what's up, y'all, man?
Let's go, champ.
SDS takeover, bro. And hey, I feel like I'm ready now, but it's okay. I see your little master plan, Ness Heyman. I see what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm trying to give you a fair shot, man. I'm trying to give you a fair shot. You about to get to see Esteban up close. Nothing better than seeing a man fight right in front of your eyes, not on TV. And then you know, and he gets to see you fight.
Yeah, how tall is he?
I think he's tall, man. He be walking.
He's 6 feet.
No, not weight, but tall, because I'm 5'11".
He's 6 foot.
He's 6 foot. Yeah, that dude I was sparring, bro, he a pro. He's the number one light heavyweight in the state of New Mexico. I mean, obviously, he was going pretty light on me, but yeah, it was still good work, bro. He gave me some props after we sparred and stuff. And he has a box rec. Y'all can look him up.
All right, what's his name?
Oscar Espinoza in Hobbs, New Mexico. I have his ID number if y'all want to look him up.
Whoa, look at this guy. Show
He's
off.
Like, yo, go check out the type of work.
Check, I got his ID number. He official. What's his name?
Oscar Espinoza.
Yeah.
Espinoza.
He was moving.
Yeah, he decent work, yo. He decent work. He a pro, you said?
Yeah, he's a pro. I think he's 4-1.
Yeah, he's 4-1. He ain't fight since 2019. Tell him we could get him a fight, man. Get his little ass active, man.
He's with it. I've been telling him about the whole TBB community and stuff, but that's why I've been asking if y'all down for pro fights. But yeah, I mean, he's with it. He was gonna have a fight a couple weekends ago, and then the dude pulled out. But I think he has one coming up in November, man, at the event center here. It's a 20,000 seat arena that we have over here in Hobbs.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got dudes complaining about border wars fees. You know, a pro fight costs more money.
Yeah. I mean, he's obviously with it. He's out here selling tickets and doing the thing already. You know what I mean, for five fights. So. He knows what it is, and But yeah, man. Hey, and I got some boxing boots, bro. I just ain't trying to wear them in the gym because I want them to look nice at Border Wars. Y'all know what I mean?
Shit, nah, man. Nah, nah. Your
nah,
feet,
you gotta
your
throw
feet
them
need
on,
to get
champion.
Used to your boots that you're gonna use on fight night, man. And so do you.
Shit, man. Then y'all gonna be clowning me for having some raggedy boots on, man.
How the hell your boots gonna get beat up in 25 days, man? You tripping? 20.
I know. Break them
now.
Shits in now. Matter of fact.
Now, I feel y'all, though, on my next clip, y'all see the boots. Man, y'all just let me know. Y'all give me a checklist of what y'all need, and I'll get it to y'all. I ain't scared like these other little boys. I ain't got nothing to be scared of. I'll show the whole shebang, you know what I'm saying? They want to see sparring.
Exactly.
They want to see bad work, network.
Exactly, because, yo, you showed all that sparring. It don't mean nobody could beat you now because of that. It's totally different
Fact.
When you get in there with you, man. These dudes Fact, just, they not built the same, man. They fucking gay, man.
Exactly, and then next weekend, yeah, next weekend's Labor Day weekend. I'm gonna be up in Dallas, and me and Tank, we're gonna put in some work too, man. So we'll post probably have some footage up from then from that little session.
What?
Yeah,
I'm trying to get out here,
man.
That's good work. That's good work because you. Oh shit, that's good work because you in his weight class. You like 168, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eventually,
yeah.
I want to move down to 160, 154, but yeah, I'm 168 this term.
Yeah, that's good work. That's good work.
Yeah, man.
Now, look,
hey,
this,
man.
This gave me an insight on you know, where
you
stand.
You think he ready for Esteban then? He ready right now?
I'll be honest with you, and I give Esteban mad props, but I think that if I was in his corner right now.
Oh, if you was in his corner.
If I was in his corner, I definitely put him in there with Esteban and shit.
What?
But yeah, he showed a lot of things in this, man. Like I'm gonna tell you right now, I got a whole different look, and then not that I had a bad one in the beginning, but you know the bag work that you were showing me and all that, it can't give me a degree of measure like sparring does, and you were getting some good work. You were showing good movement. You covered up. You know how to work, too, because at times you were just letting him shoot the shots and you was covering up and catching shots.
Yeah.
So you know what you're doing.
That's what he's
there.
Good with. This. He got decent defense, man. That's, like, important in Border Wars, man. People don't know how to defend shots.
Yeah, I've been really working on my head movement, man. Y'all seen the little rope setup I had in my garage. And, like, I go run my miles in the morning. I run, like, 3 to 5, and then after that, usually I try to hit some head movement or some pull-ups, you know, some jump ropes, something. And, yeah, bro, we just been out here working, man. I'm trying to do big things with this, man. I ain't trying to fuck around, you know what I mean?
So what you're saying, you got a venue? Like, you could be an A-side? We could come to Hobbs? I never even heard of Hobbs.
For sure. Bro, we got a couple venues here. It's a big boxing city, man. It's a population that fluctuates between, like, 40,000 and 60,000 because of the oil field, and but it's a big boxing city, bro. And, like, they community really supports it. Like that dude Oscar, man, he almost sold out that event center here one time. He had like 13,000 of the seats already gone. Like he went out and sold the tickets himself. Him and that Zubia dude that he lost to, my fault.
13,000 tickets, damn.
Yeah, that's at that event center, though. We have another place called Club La Sierra. It's a little Mexican club, and it holds between, like, 500 to, like, 800 people, and they be putting on some pretty good events there. I could send y'all some footage of the last pro fights that they had here. It was popping, man. They had the ring girls, the bar, the whole shebang, just like Watertown. And, yeah, bro, like, we could get it popping over here in Hobbs, man. I could get it happening.
Well, man, you know, let's see. You got to get the win and show me the location. You can start sending me the information on the possible locations because, yeah, you know, we always ready to start planning the next one.
I'm with you.
What's the weather like in Hobbs? What's the weather like in Hobbs?
Hot. It's a desert. It's a desert.
No, but,
it's always
but
hot,
in,
hot and dry.
But what about in December, though?
Hot. It's
in
hot.
December?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, man. I mean, so in the daytime, it'll be like 80, and then at nighttime, it'll be like 20 or 30. It's a desert. But the venues are all inside, so it'll be heated or cold or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a growing little town, man. And Like the people here are real nice, and the community, they know me real well. They know my father really well because he was the junior college basketball coach here. Played for him my freshman
year. Basically, you're not gonna have any problem finding the venue.
Nah, bro. I mean, I can get the venue right now, bro. All
right. No, listen. You gotta get the
Let's go, champ.
You need the win, then I'm all in. Then I'm all ears. But like I said, send me the information now, whatever information you got, any Instagram of the venue or website.
Man, that's what I keep on telling you. That's why I've been trying to promote that little YouTube page.
But the business does. Whatever gym
they always go.
That's what I need. That's what I need so I can look at the place and show it to the people in the Border Wars chat because ultimately – the chat that you in, that's where the decisions get made. That's the core group.
Yeah, I send all that shit in that chat. And, on a side note, for the other NCS fighter, let me go ahead and give a shout-out to Show Kid, bro. He's going to come out and do his thing in September. Shout-out to Brandon Lins, man. He going up against my boy Rail. I ain't picking nobody in that fight because ain't none of them signed with me. hey, shout out to Doomy for never sending me no clips to work on. Shit, man. But I think I'm ready for Esteban this time. But I see what you're trying to do, Ness. I see the master plan. I'm with it. And then maybe we could get it on in December over here in Hobbs or Albuquerque or wherever it's at.
Yeah, we got an offer from Albuquerque. But Rel got to get that win. But let me get to some other callers. I'm going out to King the Dream in Florida. What up, King?
King the Dream. I met you with the crickets, champ.
Wait a minute. You see no box?
Yeah.
What is it?
Maybe I don't know.
Tell me what a pool counter is.
Pool counter? I've never heard that term.
That must have been your term. You must have been
busy. No, Hair Shake, HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about boxing. You ain't shit.
Yo, I just noticed Show Kid got two knee braces, bro. Both his knees, bro.
For real?
Yo.
Yeah, that boy got the double brace.
He got
you
two knee braces.
You approving the cortisone shots for him, Ness?
I mean.
He put in his paperwork to the commission for his cortisone shots, man. What's going on here, man?
Well, is that knee brace or is that those
that
are
boy got
like
the double.
Pants.
Bruh, nah, he got leggings
braces.
On, man. They made knee braces.
Nah,
he wearing leggings.
Nah, look, his shorts go up and you can see their braces.
He may wearing leggings under there, man. That's what he doing. Nah, what's going on, though, man? What's happening? What up, Doomy? What up, Ness?
Hey, yo, how the fuck a video of Show Kid got 1,000 views?
Man,
shout
Austin
out
bought
to
them views,
Show
man.
Kid. He said Austin bought them views.
Austin bought them views, man. He paid that fine.
Hey, yo,
for
all
1,000
of Austin,
views.
All of
video.
Austin videos got 1,000 views, yo.
He be watching them shits all day at work.
I think he's doing a YouTube Shorts, man. That's what I was telling Doomy. You upload to YouTube Shorts. See what they push you. I told you that.
What the hell is YouTube Shorts? Like an explore page or something?
It's like...
Nah, it's something that's in the beta phase right now.
Some new
it's like
shit.
A, it's like
man.
A Reels sort of thing.
Because look, if his sparring video, it only got 9 views. But his YouTube Short video of his sparring video... You know, it got 19.
Man, his views, he was getting like 6 views the other day. Now you're telling me he get a stack.
Bruh, his last 3 videos got
You put him on TBV's channel?
Nah, YouTube, his YouTube channel. He got 1.2, 1.6, 1.1. He out here trying to be more famous than you,
that's
man.
That's crazy. Man had 12 views last week.
Look,
crazy.
This other one a week ago got 784.
That's
him
up.
Hitting the border bag. He said he coming for your name, bro. He got more name than
hey,
you.
Listen. Nah, that man, hey, listen, man. He look decent in that sparring, man. That'd be a good fight, man. I think me and him would be a good style match. I mean, I want to see what he do, in Border Wars still. Because, you know, that sparring was, dude was obviously real skilled, man. So he's taking it kind of easy. But he was touching Austin quite a bit, man. But he don't look bad, man. He don't look bad. He look pretty decent in that sparring. Mm-hmm. I think he looked better in that sparring than he did with that shit in the living room barefoot
mm-hmm.
with his brother. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
And it kind of it, wasn't it like a big difference?
Huge,
way difference, bro. I think it's just because the skill level and the, you know, you get to see him in the ring. He has some shoes on, actually.
Brother,
he had headgear on.
He don't want to shoot hard shots at his bro.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he was putting a lot on. I hope that was, you know, it looked like he was putting a lot on the shots in that sparring either. You know what I'm saying? But definitely looked like he was trying a little harder than he was with his brother, at least. More of a challenge was put up in front of him, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. So he might be the type of guy rising to the occasion.
You sold me on this damn Apple Watch, man, and this shit don't be, I don't know, bro.
What?
It ain't recording my workouts, man.
What you mean?
Shit messing up my calories. It be pausing on me, bro. I go jogging, I look, and this shit paused. I ran a half a mile, I didn't get recorded and shit.
Oh,
I'm jump rope, and I look down and check the time. This shit stopped at 30 seconds. I'm like, what the fuck?
Nah, you got a defective watch.
Because in order for you to stop
exercise,
the only way you have to stop exercise, you got to hit that little, that dial, right, Doomy?
Yeah, but see, you know what it was? I had it facing towards my hand, so I guess my hand might have been touching. I just swapped it around so that button is away.
Yeah, because like when you do a push-up, if you wear it on your left hand, you know, you might mash your hand into the crown, and you might press
something. Yeah, I think that's what I was doing.
So what you could do is just, you know, hike it up a little bit when you're going to do those exercises. Like, that's what I do. Like, if I'm going to do a push-up, like, I just hike my, like, I push it down a little bit. And when you're sweating, that just slides down like nothing.
Yeah.
And I'll do my push-up. But as far as, like, the actual workout stopping, that's strange because in order for you to stop it, you got to go in there, stop, and then you got to scroll left and then go down and press done in order for it to
be complete. It I don't know. It just kept pausing, man. And I noticed, I thought it was because I was touching the crown, so that's why I swapped it around. We'll see. But it kept pausing on me, man.
How about the sweat? Sometimes, you know.
The sweat don't pause it. No way.
You know,
nobody on sweat more than me.
But man, you know, just trying to track my workouts better with this, man. I do like the heart rate thing on it, and just, you know, keeping time and everything. It seems to track well. I've just been having an issue with that, man. That shit's shutting off on me. Other than that, man, look, man, I've just been working. You know, I got some sparring set up for this weekend, so I'm gonna get some footage and send in some more sparring, some more tougher sparring. Hopefully JB might be coming. Shout out to Jordan Baker, might be making the trip down this weekend. Hopefully he can make it out.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Get some work in. I got a couple other people set up to meet me up at the gym, man. Get some work. So, you know, should have some good hard sparring this weekend, man. I'll film that. Make sure I send that in to y'all. And, you know, so y'all can see what I've been working on, man. And, you know, a little bit of what's in store for Watertown, man.
How you been feeling, man? How you been feeling?
Great,
I've been working out
every day, man. Cardio every day, you know what I'm saying? Just keeping my lungs up, you know, working as much as I can every day. Feeling good, man. Honestly, some of the best shape I ever been in, man. In better shape than I ever been in before. My weight is great, you know what I'm saying? Got my metabolism through the roof right now. I'm losing weight when I don't want to, man. You know what I'm saying? But for weight ain't gonna be a problem. You know, I was 168 today, and I ate barbecue for lunch. My big slab of brisket, still 168, bro. So the weight ain't a problem at all. I said a lot of cardio, man. A lot of working, a lot of shadow boxing, hitting the bag. Like I said, I got the sparring set up for this weekend, but I'm feeling good, man. Confident, feeling in some of the best shape I've ever been in, and. You know, just ready to fight, man. The closer we get, the more excited I get, man, to get in there and get this done and just move forward with it. You know what I'm saying?
We've seen Sean lifting weights. I just had a question for you. Are you implementing some of that into your training? You know, we talked about you being more aggressive and, you know, that being strong on the inside is a good, you know, it's a good deal for you. So are you doing any of that?
No, I was lifting weights after the Marvin fight. You know, I got with Mitty to get a good workout plan and stuff like that. He helped me out with a good strength plan. So I was doing that. And then once I took the Vega fight and, you know, around the 9-8 week mark, when I started, you know, doing an actual camp, I cut the weights out and just, you know, do mostly cardio work. And I do my push-ups and pull-ups and sit-ups, you know, the calisthenics. But I haven't been, I have not been lifting weights for this camp, man. I did that strength training, like, you know, from I'd say about April to like, you know, probably a month ago, beginning of, what's it called, July. Probably when I started this camp, or in mid July, whenever I started this camp is when I stopped lifting. So nah, for the camp, no lifting of the weights, man. It's a lot of row machine. Like I said, my push ups, my pull ups, sit ups, and just a lot of cardio work, man.
Woo! Let's go, champ. You feel me?
Let's go, champ.
Well, yeah, man. That's about that for the training, man. Other than that, yeah, I don't know. Y'all got anything from me, man? Anything new? Any new questions? What's going on, Borderway? Any new news? Any new fights drop out? Any new fights? What's up?
Yeah, now I was talking to Ness about that earlier, but it looks like everything's still in play. You know, LJ Walker still needed an opponent. But as far as you, man, now the questions I have for you is just the ones I'm asking. You know, are you going to be more aggressive? Or are you getting stronger? But you know, weights. Necessarily, you don't have to have weights in the camp, obviously.
Well, actually, you know what? My bad, Doomy. I lied, man. I use weights. I do leg workouts, though. It's the only time I'm doing weights.
Okay.
Squats,
see, that's different.
Leg press, leg extension. Yeah, like those leg workouts, I do weights. Yeah, my bad. I just automatically thought, like, of, upper body lifting and stuff.
Upper body,
but,
yeah. Yeah, no,
and I'm not doing any of that.
And that's what Sean was doing, right? But he was also squatting. So if you're squatting, then the explosiveness is going to be there. You know, it's important to work the legs out. And what so many people don't know is that when you're working out your legs, your body releases more testosterone. So it's a great
really,
way to get to, you know, level up on your testosterone.
Well, I never knew that, man. That's what's up. Now, I noticed working on the legs, for one, helps me stay in my stance longer. And I feel it. When I sit down on my punch, you can notice the difference now. You know what I'm saying? When I'm hitting the bag and whatnot. I mean, we'll see how it translates in sparring. Not that I'm going to go 100%, but I'm definitely going to, we spar, so we'll put a little mustard on it and see how it goes. But, yeah, it seems like it helps to strengthen my punches. I feel like I'm better balanced and I'm hitting harder with stronger legs, man. So the weights with the legs, yeah, that's definitely helping, man. Like I said, that's all that going towards that aggression that you want to see that you and Ness was talking about, making myself stronger, keeping myself in better shape. So that I can have that intensity in the ring. Because, man, dog, that fatigue will make a coward out of a man quick. But when you
definitely
feel your body getting tired, man, you don't want to do shit. You know what I'm saying?
You crumbling.
Yeah, man, you crumbling. So that's the big thing for me is making sure my cardio is up and my strength is up. And
were you happy with your cardio, Keem, in the last fight you had with Tank?
My cardio had gotten a lot better, but it wasn't where it needed to be to beat Marvin, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I think I've been working a lot more cardio this camp, because, you watch Border Wars, man, you watch even a lot of amateur fights, even professional fights, but you start to notice the trend, man. A lot of times the guy who's least tired is going to win that fight, you know what I'm saying? Who's not gassed going towards the end of that fight or in the end of that fight, usually the guy that wins, just not all the time, but I'm saying most of the time, you look at Border Wars, you go to amateur fights, or even in the pros, like I said, a lot of times, what was Floyd doing? He had a full tank of gas in 10, 11, and 12, you know. It's just a lot of guys that you see, they win these fights because they still have, a lot of gas in the tank, and the output is still there, the power is still there, the movement is still there. And the other guy just can't do it because he's tired, So that shows me I lived it in that second fight. I lived it in my first fight, you know what I mean? But what was a big reason I beat Mario? I had more cardio than him at that time. He gassed out in the first round. So I lived it two different ways on each side of that stick, man. So I know shit. I don't want to be on the wrong side of that stick again, you know what I'm saying? My cardio's got to be up there, so. So definitely, I was disappointed with my cardio last fight. I mean, I was happy that I got better, but it wasn't where it needed to be. So this fight, I'm going to make sure, my cardio is up to par, man.
You know, you had a great fight with Mario, and I'm going to end it with this one, right? You had a great fight with Mario, you showed that you could take a hard punch and still come back and win a fight. You come back, you have a close fight with Tank. How important is it for you to make a statement this next fight? How important is it for you, or is it something that you're taking in stride, or is it something that you want to make a statement?
I think I want to make a statement, not necessarily that's like important, but I just want to. You know what I'm saying? It's more for me. I want to make a statement, man. I want to put on a good show. I want to remind people who watch Border Wars, man, what I could do, what I'm capable of. You know what I'm saying? Mario getting all the shine. Now, I beat Mario, man. I don't like that. He's the main event now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to remind everybody, man.
I like that. Hey, King, man, let me get to some other people.
Appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Let's go, champ. I got Canadian Jose.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, 41 step full play, I'm like, no way, got a rocker like Coldplay, killing it,
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers, popped out there,
hello, hello, boys. Yo, if you didn't hear what Keem just said, let me translate to you. Mario is getting all the shine. Mario is fighting the superstar. That's what Keem is saying. Keem, stop complaining. Stop complaining and make a name for yourself. Call me out. I dare you to. I dare you to, Keem. Because after I'm done beating up Mario, I need another bum to beat up. And that just might be you. You know, I'm getting frustrated, man. I don't see Mario around. He's not promoting. I almost think he's not going to show up. You know, that's my honest truth. I have people coming to see the fight. I have friends of mine who want to buy ads on the ring, man. Who's ever done that, man? The ring's gonna belong to me and my people. I just want you guys to know, man.
Not if you don't hurry up, because with 24 days, you know, we definitely might not be able to suffice that order, like to have a ring apron done.
At the very most, you have 3 days, because I've talked to the company.
Okay, so we need to talk about the things. The inventory that interests me is the following. I want the turnbuckles and the apron, We want that done. We want the middle of the ring, is that possible?
Oh, no.
Nothing's cheap, Ness. Nothing's cheap because what's cheap isn't worth shit. That's the truth.
I just want you to know a plain ring apron is like $1,900.
Hey, man, you know what? Business ain't for free. That's for sure. So, yeah. So I'll tell you what I want. So I want that. I want the ability to have the commentators, as they speak, to have a backdrop there, maybe behind them. Why not utilize that space? That's like, you guys are obviously entertaining on the mic, but let's take advantage of that, right? A lot of the camera time is going to go to you guys, right? So I want some sort of presence there. That's important to me, right? And, you know, we want to sponsor Info Joe, man. He's the star. He's the Michael Buffer of this. And, you know, I want to see what we can do to get Info representing some of our stuff, right? I mean, like I said from the start, Ness, this is business, man. This is business. This is a stage. We're going to make so much money from this event. I want to be able to give it back, right? I'm bringing business clients to the event. I've promised a victory. They're coming. I'm going to do big deals with them. So I want to give back, right? So let's talk. Let's talk real business, real numbers, and let's get some stuff done, right? I would also like the opportunity to know if my fight and my wife's fight, if it's possible. Like, we want to show that fight. We got lots of people that want to see it. Is there like an airing fee? Like, how do we get that done so that we can freely show that to the people we want?
So my goal and Boxing Voices goal is to stream it absolutely free on YouTube, the way that we did the last pro fight that we streamed. Obviously, we have to cover the broadcasting, the production costs. And we got a few sponsors. So it's just about covering that production cost. Obviously, if you're really going to do the ring apron and turnbuckle, we'll probably be able to cover the production costs. And we will be going straight to YouTube for free. So it'll just be sending them the link. No signing up, no money, no nothing.
Yeah, I think that's the way I want it, man. That's the way I want it. So, I mean, I'm serious when I say this, right? Like, I'm legitimately using this as a stage. I'm the main event. I appreciate the faith you guys have put in me, and I want to put on a show, man. And to put on a show, I want it to look like a show. You know, if it doesn't look like a show, it won't be a show, right? So let's talk about what needs to be done so that this is to the level of a champion, man. This is a lineal level event. This isn't like Marvin, that fake champion, 192, 85-pound champion. That ain't shit. There's no lineage to his victories, man. Marvin is a bum. I just want to state that, first of all. He's a bum acting like, you know what? He buys a box of granola bars and he says they're sponsoring him, man. Come on, Marvin. Stop with that. Stop with that bullshit. Come on. You know, we see Ant taking pictures on Instagram beside a house that sold. That was my house. I told Ant to go cut the grass. And now he's saying he bought that house, man. Come on. You got a bunch of fakers on here, man. And I'm going to. No, I'm just joking. That I won't joke about. No, congrats to Ant. No, I was really happy to see that. Big shout out to the Cobra, you know, making it happen, right? This is what the group's all about, man.
You got to read the post, man. He was selling it, not buying it.
Oh, he was selling it? There you go, man. He went from being a business owner to a businessman. There you go. Good job, man. So, or a house owner to a businessman. So that's it, man. I'm just excited. I just wanted to tell you that I'm legitimately bringing local business owners to the event. I have people that have repair shops, construction businesses in Wisconsin, and they're excited, man. I'm telling you. So I'm going to bring real people here that are going to be able to take advantage of the show and be able to make customers at the event, right? So that's what this is about, man. Real boxing is business. Real boxing just isn't, it's not just friends. Real boxing is business, and that's what this has to be, right? So I'm going to do my bit to make it business and sell me, man. You know, sell me what you got and let's make it happen. Everybody that's going to participate should be bringing something, you know. Even if it's just a small thing, guys, like, you know, reach out to a business that's out there in Wisconsin. Let them know that we're going to be there. They could put out flyers. They could have stickers. They could put a baseball cap on your head. You know, we should get in the habit of doing that, right? But anyway, that's all I got. You're going to see some sparring we did last week. We're just editing it, and we're going to have some more this weekend. And you're going to see, man. You're going to see some crazy stuff. The myth about my legs being gone. Oh, man. The myth of my legs being gone was just something in my head. I thought it was so, man, I'm jumping around that ring like I always have. And I'm just feeling it. I'm already at weight. You know, I'm already at weight. I'm probably going to come in, I would say, 8 pounds below the limit. You know, I'm probably going to fight at 175, 176. And I just don't know where Mario's at. You know, all this business talk aside, let's talk about the fight now. Mario's just gone. He's not promoting.
That's what he does,
I honestly
though.
Think he's not going to show up.
That's what he does. He goes dark, man. He did that the last fight for the Showkid fight. Went dark, stopped doing the show, focused only on training. He's crazy, man. He's crazy.
He's doing a tight.
Well, I hope he is. I hope he is, because honestly, I'm also going to maybe do a TBV wager, see who wants to do it. I don't think Mario passes one round, you know. I'm going to put a massive bounty on that, and if I don't do it, that'll be my donation to the show in the future. I'm calling it now. Mario won't pass one. I honestly believe Mario won't even touch me. That's what I'm honestly thinking. I don't think he'll land a single punch on me, and I think he'll probably be gone.
Look at this guy.
Now, listen, on your best day, I don't think Mario can touch you, but – I don't know that your best day is there. Like, I don't like a lot of the stuff Mario does. You know what I'm saying? People gave him the fight he needed to fight. Like, if you're not there to be hit, how is Mario going to hit you? I don't think he could set up his power.
Yeah, Mario's slow, man. Well, he's setting up and he's doing his windmill punches. I'm going to be to the side of him and I'm going to be, like, punching him right in the temple, knocking him out. You know, he's a good guy. I have lots of love for him. But Mario is going to be my greatest show. He's going to be my stage, right? I have real people going there to see me fight, man. I'm not going to take this lightly. I'm telling you right now, Mario doesn't pass the first 30 seconds of the fight. That's just what's going to happen. You don't believe
me? Honestly, if you are that confident, I would let him, I would out-jab him, showboat in the first round, because if you really got people there, I'm just saying, you really got, like, 30 seconds, like, I mean, it's going to be over too quick. Yeah, everybody's going to love you. Oh, you got it. But it's like, it's over. You know, Floyd never got it over quick because he showed you his skill. He made you see his beauty. Now, again, I'm just saying, you could take him out in a second round.
No, I love that. I love that.
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that 30 seconds is enough to give all these people that, you know, you got flying now. You don't want them to think it's a fluke either. You want them to show, like, look at that. I took him out of there. I was showing you guys that he couldn't touch me, and then I got tired and I got him out of there. But 30 seconds, someone might say, "Oh, look, it was a fluke. He caught him cold. Yada yada yada."
And this is why you're the king of boxing podcasts, because what you say makes sense. You're absolutely right. I will play with my food, and I'll punch that fat boy around for three rounds, and then I'll pick the time when I knock him out. You know, so I mean.
I'm wishing on the
phone. It's funny you say that, because we was just with Mario. We was just with Mario, and we was trying to get him to work out, and he refused to work out. And I kept saying, like, bro, you taking Jose lightly, like. You're not as good as Cruz. Like, Cruz got a knockdown, multiple knockdowns in every fight except yours. So, A, it tells you something about his power, and B, it tells him something about you, that the man with all this power couldn't knock you down. He gets a knockdown in every fight, but he didn't knock you down. So, what, is Mario better than Cruz all of a sudden? Like, I don't
know. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to work with him. I didn't really like that too
much. I
don't
think you're going to lose. You know what I mean? He's going to have to prove it to me.
Here's the thing about Mario. Mario is a gym rat. Like, you see all the pictures he has. He's even got those leotards, you know what I mean? Those things that Chick wears. He's wearing those things. So, you know, he likes the gym. he likes the gym. He's probably training. You know, I don't doubt that he's not training. I just don't think Mario's an athlete. This is what I said about the Border Wars participants. 90% of you guys listening right now, you guys are nerds, man. You guys are nerds. You guys don't know how to play sports. You guys never made the varsity teams. You guys aren't athletic, man. You don't know how to do it. You don't know how. You think Cruz played football? You think Cruz was a football superstar? No, man. At best, Cruz was in the band. You know?
In the band.
You think Enrique was like the star of the drama class. You know, he wasn't playing sports. He wasn't dunking basketball.
He was in poetry.
None of y'all know how to play sports, man. You guys don't have a clue. No athleticism, no coordination. No ability to win. That's what's different between me and Mario, man. And I'm just saying what it is, man. You know, if you take offense to step up. There you go. Keem, I'm just going to say this last thing. Keem, you're on notice. You know, Show Kid, you're on notice. You know, I want to beat up some bums still, man. My career's not over, man. I want to beat up some bums. There you go, man. That's it.
Well, all right.
Thank you. Of course they're bums. Those two guys are bums. Anyway, want to thank you for the stage once again. Listen, one thing I want to say. If there are any business owners listening or anybody who's working in an amazing company, tell your boss to give me a call. Don't let those missed calls go to waste. Let me increase your revenue. Let me increase your customer service. Give me a shout. I'm running a phenomenal business. Let me help you out. I'll take care of you guys. You guys know how to find me, Canadian_Jose. That's me. I'm out. Love TBV. Love you guys. And Ness, let's talk business tomorrow.
It's called
okay,
Jump
please.
Contact, right? Jump Contact, right?
Jump Contact. We're a 24/7 contact center. We answer all your calls, text messages, Facebook DMs, web chat.
You got a dot com?
Going into the business? .com. That's it. JumpContact.com.
JumpContact.com. Shout out to you. So that's going to be the logo behind us when we conduct the post-fight interview. Are you going to lose in front of your logo, or are you going to be a winner in front of your logo? Speaking of business owners, it looks like we lost one. Damn, Sean was there. He's gone now.
Damn. Let me read Sean's super chat. He says, Rel is a clown. Yeah, that's all he said. Rel is a clown.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. There was some context to it, but it doesn't matter, you know. Rel has a date with Destiny, and his name is Brandon from Houston. You know, we'll see.
Austin V said counterpunch. Did we go to his counterpunch?
We did not. Austin, what up?
Counterpunch.
Hey, man. Nah, man, I ain't buying no followers, man. I'm just smart with the hashtags, man. Keem a hater, bro.
Upload into shorts, though. Keep it real. Upload YouTube shorts. That's I know.
Yeah,
about
I'm trying
that.
To play
Extend
that shit
email.
Smart.
Fucking tell him to do me. He don't listen to me, man. Fucking don't listen.
Yeah.
To me.
I put a little snippet in there and make them come look at the full video on my page. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's just marketing genius.
Marketing
SDS.
Genius. SDS,
yeah,
yo. I love it.
Sir.
I love it.
Yes, sir. But, yeah, man, that's all I wanted to address, man, real quick, is Keem. But shout out Tank, bro. I'll be down there next weekend, dog. But that's my counterpunch, man. I'm in Keem's head. I'm in Keem's head.
Keem just got to win. Keem not feeling himself. He like, oh, Mario getting more attention. But everybody calling you out. You just got to win, man. You right back in position. And a win puts you back in legitimate title position. You'll be 2-1. So now you can easily get a shot at a belt. There's two divisions vacant, 160, 168. You could eat yourself to one and shit yourself to the other. You always got options, man. You with Ness Haman, man.
ECP, stand up.
Shit goes down, man. It goes down. I know how to navigate, man. Like, there's a 168-pound title vacant right now. This show is called 160 Vacant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Is anybody going to step up to the plate? You know what I'm saying? Is we going to get a belt? Yo, Bishop sent a video, but he sent it as an MPEG, man. Let me see.
What does that do for you?
This is an I convert. I need the video converter. Let me see if it's on this desktop. Audio, nope. I ain't got a video converter on this desktop. I need like an MP4. I would have showed it to you. Hopefully I could upload this shit straight to YouTube or something. You know,
so Bishop sent this some new footage for sparring, bag work?
Man, new footage, bro. I'm trying to see, can we upload it straight to YouTube?
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't even think I ever saw Bishop sparring.
Oh, I ain't say nothing about it being sparring. You know it ain't no sparring. Bishop don't submit sparring.
Yo, imagine Bishop just train. He fights his shadow.
That's how he wins, because he always trying to hit his shadow, and it's impossible. But let me get to Adrian Rowan.
What's good, y'all? What's good? Can you hear me, man? You only got a little bit of time. You only got a little bit of time before I get out of range. So if I start cutting out, let me know and just cut me off. Man, I didn't get to listen to the show yet because I was training and watching my son's game. I've just been following now. But it sounds like it's getting spicy. I don't know how much information you conveyed, Ness, but we do have a few fighter VIP tables. There are only four. They are $250. That is a discount from the regular VIP tables since we are back at the bar. So you guys are going to need to cash at me on those if you want those for your people that are coming with you. They do not come with a bottle like your regular VIP tables do, but they do come with the bottle girl and the service to your table. Biggest message for me is, man, just grind hard, work hard, put on a great show because I'm working hard for you guys. And I'm with Ness on the, y'all lucky y'all only paying $200 because if I had to tell you the amount of headaches that I go through, trust me, it ain't worth $200. Y'all should be paying at least double. Between all the work that goes on behind the scenes, to be really honest with you guys. Ness is not wrong about that. We really shouldn't have to.
I'm trying to get you to do a pro show next, man. We're gonna have to take some time off of Border Wars. Go pro with the next one, man.
Most definitely, man. You know we've been talking about that, and I'm gonna get that stuff in line so we can make that happen and make it big and get some guys and debuts out here. But, yeah, like, you guys, man, stop making Ness run you down for footage and all that. I mean, I'm seeing some beautiful stuff in the Facebook Border Wars because I ain't got an iPhone. People putting together videos. People putting together shit that looks beautiful. Things that I can take. If you have a good video out there and you're listening to the show, make the shit shareable so I can share this in other groups to get more people, sell more tickets, make the crowd bigger. We should be having people coming out the rafters, you know what I mean? Look at Jerome Lambert's footage. Look at the Tank, man. Look at the people really out here putting that work in, making great videos. Shit, Doomy's cutting? That's shit right there. Everybody needs to be doing that. I mean, there's fights that people don't even know about because people ain't submitting footage.
Who's Ben Lappin fighting, yo?
Adam Flores. Adam got to he in Chino's footage, but Adam got to submit some of his own footage. Yeah. Don't worry, we're going to be up his neck on that one. But, yeah, man, promote your fights, guys. I mean, all these dudes, loud talking, shout out to y'all, never talking a lot of shit and getting their fight put up there. I mean, even some of these dudes who ain't even fought yet, man, come on, make some noise. This is going to be a beautiful event, man. We're going to try to clean up some of the issues we had last time and make this run a little bit smoother. But like I said, you're on the big stage. You come into a fight-hungry city. Man, we're making stars out in Wisconsin. These people want to be your fan. But if you don't put anything out there to make someone want to be your fan, you're just some other dude up there getting punched and they don't care about you. Whenever you promote for yourself, trust me, I'm out here promoting for you. So make my job easier, make Ness's job easier. I mean, take the time to edit some clips and make them look cool, man. And it doesn't take that much work, honestly. But like I said, these fighter tables, man, get them while you can. There's only four, and it's rumored that there's two that are already going to be spoken for. So you better hop on top of those. I'm going to see if I can fit some more in. But for you guys, we're giving you guys a discount because you're flying out to fight here for your people. So take advantage of the discount. You know, it seats four people. So if you got three people with you, man, save a seat for yourself so you can enjoy the rest of the show.
Big shout out to the coaches, too, man. We've seen you working with Lappin. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there putting in their time, too.
Yeah, man. And listen, coaches in Border Wars, we want to coach you. We want to help you. We want to make you the best you can possibly be. But the one thing I'm going to say, and I hate to call out my buddy Ozzy who pulled out, I'm here to train people in any way possible. But if you don't reach out to me, if you make it hard, I'm not a hard person to find. I travel. This is what I do for a living. Like, hit me up. Even if you got to hit me up over the Skype, you guys, you got to train. Doomy is not joking with you. If you train right, it's going to go fast. Shit, even in the loss to the Cobra, man, that 6 minutes went fast. But if I wasn't training, I bet you that shit would have felt like forever. So, man, just train hard. Give yourself the best chance to win.
Yo,
yeah.
What's the probability of Mario going all three rounds versus Canadian Jose?
Oof. I mean, I like Mario, man. But, bro, you look like you're struggling after two, man. A lot of hugging. Great fight. He is the tooth fairy. But I don't know. If Jose moves like he does, and I haven't watched a lot of footage on Jose, I'm just hearing a lot of stuff. Man, Mario, you better hope your cardio's there, man. I mean, I'm a gym guy too, but I focus a little bit more on cardio and less on lifting. You got to have the cardio because if you got to explode to get that super big, it's a left hand, the hardest left hand in Border Wars. If you got to explode with that, man, you know, you got to be able to do it. But I think that Mario has two rounds of gas. I mean, and that's going off the two fights I've seen, two rounds.
Yo, I need a 37-year-old, 147, 150-pounder, novice.
147 to 154?
Novice.
And they got to be mid to late 30s?
Yeah.
Just text me.
I got a 6'2", 180-pounder, too, ready to rock and roll, 22 years old. He's from Wisconsin, actually. I don't know if you know him. He hit me up.
I got you.
His name
is he one of James Clark's guys, or he outside of the Wisconsin loop? Because we got a whole gang of people over here now.
His name is, I don't fucking know. Let me look.
My name is.
I don't know, man.
Hey, Ness,
oh,
man.
Yeah, Russell. His name is Russell something. Russell.
Oh, you're talking about the karate guy, right?
Yeah, the karate guy. He probably with your man Bensky and shit. His name like Russell something.
So 6'2", 180. So I need a cruiserweight.
Yeah, his name is... Where the fuck is that shit at, bro?
It was Russell, though.
Huh? No, I know, but I lost it. I was messaging with him.
Nah, he looks like he could throw some hands.
Yeah, more, I mean, I got him in the Border Wars chat, though. He's in the Border Wars chat. His name is Russell.
Which Border Wars chat? The iPhone one that I'm not part of, or the one in Facebook?
Facebook.
Okay, I'll look him up, and I'll start looking around. I mean, you guys, man, you got to understand, Border Wars is making noise. I got some rumor from some of the bigger gyms here in Milwaukee talking about how they'd rather fight in Border Wars than USA Boxing. We ought to keep that energy up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. His name is Russell Waddell. Russell Waddell. Waddell.
But Waddell. All right. 180 pounds, 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2", 180.
Just text me those so I can sit down and really search. But, yeah, like I said, man, y'all need to really listen, and that's about the amount of work that goes into this. I mean, to be honest with you, keeping it real, coordinating Border Wars is stressful as fuck. I'm just going to put that out there. So just make my job easier. And then, two, listen, if you're on this and you're fighting in Border Wars, if you got ring walk music, you got something that you want to request, man, y'all need to message me. Get my info and message me. The more stuff I have ahead of time, it's going to make it a lot easier. I need this to run a lot smoother than it did.
We can handle that. We can handle that, you know, at the production desk. The way that this equipment is set up, you just got to get us a list, and we'll be able to do all that from the desk for the ring walk music.
Excellent. That's what's up. That'd be a big help for me.
You gonna have a
but
DJ,
yeah, man,
though,
what's
right? You still having a DJ?
Of course, I'm gonna have two DJs, brother. Right. We need a DJ to start that after party right afterwards, bro. We gonna double DJ, have tons of equipment, more lights, more lasers. It's gonna be crazy, man. I'm telling you, we're trying to do it on a bigger level, and that's why you guys gotta just bring it when you come to fight, man, because if you come out to smoke tons of lasers, the music, man, you got to put on for the city. Like I said, stars are made or stars fade, one of the two. So just do your thing, make our job a lot easier. And honestly, as a coach, submit your footage, man. We don't want to see mismatches. I'm going to call it out, Hotsey versus Bishop. You know, when you cap about how hard you train, that's what happens to you. You know what I mean? And getting knocked out in front of hundreds of people, I don't know what that feels like, but it's got to feel shitty. Don't be that guy. And two, honestly, as a grown man, if you're in here looking for a charity and you're looking to beat up on some dude who can't fight when you can fight, there's no honor in that. That just makes you a punk. So just realize that. You know what I mean? This is about challenging yourself, losing some weight. Just do your thing, man. Don't go for the low-hanging fruit. Go for the people who are more your peers. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's all love. I mean, there's no bad blood at the end of the day, man. We all love boxing, and we love it enough. If you're a Border Wars contestant, we all love it enough to get in there, punch each other, and, you know, have a beer with each other at the end of the day. But, man, that's all I got. Unless y'all got some questions for me about details that you guys want to know about, I'm definitely willing to...
I mean, yeah, we definitely have gotten people that want to know about tickets, and also people, you know, asking, is it going to be at the bar? Is the weigh-in going to be at the bar? So you can answer those questions.
All right, you guys. So, yes, the weigh-in is at the bar, okay? We'll get you a guaranteed time. Once I talk to Ness, we'll get a time that most fighters can get in there. The show is going to be at the bar. It's going to be the same venue, same outdoor area as last time. Due to a few things, we will be back at the bar itself. It makes the most sense right now, the way we have things set up. And now as far as tickets, we do have the Eventbrite link. That will be changing. We did have to change it so there'll be more seating available, more VIP seats. There'll be tables this time. We'll be able to have the bottle service. So there's a lot of stuff coming back to the bar itself that's going to be an advantage. So get your tickets on the Eventbrite, because this time, if you do not get them on the Eventbrite, they're going to be $5 more in person. So make sure that you get your tickets on the Eventbrite. And these tables, these VIP tables, for all you guys who are coming from far away, hey, man, if you're already spending the money and you want to do this in style for your, you and your people, if you're traveling deep, just remember, get a table, man. It makes a difference. It is super fly to have a table. But like I said, get your tickets ahead of time. It makes a lot more sense. They're available on the Eventbrite. I know that Ness has the link. We will be changing that Eventbrite soon. Unfortunately, Misty had to go in for a surgery procedure, so I'm just going to get her codes and everything. So hopefully by tomorrow, everything will be in the system, the exact amount of seats, the exact amount of VIP seats, the exact amount of tables. But if you're fighters and you want these fighter VIP tables, you have to cash at me, contact Ness or myself, get the information. It is first come, first serve. So we're, and I don't know how many we'll be able to add on. So if you do want those, for those of you guys traveling, make sure you get on it, because I know they're going to go really fast. They're half price, so they're normal tables. They just don't come with the bottle. Now, another thing, I want your guys' input. If you guys are due to like bottle service, you need to give me some input on what bottles are most popular, because we do order the inventory ahead of time, so make sure that we got what you want. So help me out. If you're someone who's going to get bottle service, please make sure. We do carry, we are going to carry Hennessy, all the favorites, but if there's something, just make sure that we know so we got enough on deck, because we are going to have the after party right afterwards at the bar. DJ, smoke, we're going to have the DJ all set up and ready to go, so it's going to be lit. The after party is going to be lit, and whatever fight happens to be on September 18th, just know we're going to have the fights on as well afterwards. Unfortunately, we ain't getting Canelo because that date's moved, but I'm pretty sure someone will take that date. So,
rumor and Mikey. They saying Mikey possibly.
Okay. So like I said, we're going to have the fights. We're going to have all that. Big Mike's barbecue is going to be there with the food. So did I cover all the questions, Ness?
Pretty much, champ. Let me let you go. That is everybody. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Let me double check, make sure we got to all these questions. Probably did not.
Let's check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, smoke them out, Jay and
Mario,
Anthony Edwards and Joe
Mario
Baker.
Mario always takes selfies when we at the shows.
Who?
Mario.
Marioski. Smoke him out. Jay still had his question in there. All
right. What's his question, Chad?
He said, who is Border Wars 12 designated drivers for TBV fighters flying into Milwaukee, Madison, who may need, who might need a ride into Watertown?
That
a designated
is,
driver.
That is a tough task, my friend. There is no designated driver. You can definitely ask guys and see who's flying in and around the time with you, man. The best thing to do is Uber up with somebody so you don't got to take that alone, or, you know, contact someone that you do know is renting a car. That's the best I can do. There is not going to be a designated driver because that airport is like 40 minutes away. Adrian, how far is the airport?
Probably farther.
Listen, either airport, you are looking at 45 minutes from Watertown if that's where you're staying.
Yo,
listen,
why Jordan Baker saying Big Mike challenged me? You going to give me that cherry?
Big Mike? Hell no. Nah. Big Mike like 55 years old. Now, get the hell
yo,
out of
I'm
here.
48, man. That's a good cherry for me, man. Why only Bishop get cherries?
Hey, listen, that's because Bishop called up personally to get that one. You know that. He called me, hit me direct.
Bishop got a good team, man. He got a good team. He solidifies deals. Look, he worked his way to a title shot, man.
Listen, now for airport rides,
Do they got trains? You breaking up. You breaking up. Do they got trains, trolleys, shuttles?
You're probably going to have to take a taxi. Now, if there's enough people that come together, we might be able to work something out as the, I guess we'd be the site helping slash promote. If there's enough people grouped up at one time, you guys got to coordinate. I don't have a problem scooping up a bigger vehicle and scooping people up, but I'm not going to make 15 million trips back and forth, but I do want to make it convenient for you guys who are flying in, because I appreciate y'all for showing up and doing what you do. But like I said, coordinate stuff with other people who are coming in.
Yeah. That's
hey, listen,
you're going to have to get the
I'm
truck because of the suitcases. And
oh, yeah. I got a whole minivan, bro, for my DJ business, you know. Just don't be mad because it's not brand new, you know what I'm saying? So I take it to my gigs and stuff. So I do got a 7-passenger vehicle. But like you said, it's a lot of gas. So if you guys do want to ride, if you can group up, message me, and
group
I'll work
up,
something out. You
group up and chip in on the petrol. You got snaps on the petrol? That's a matter
of fact. Because I'm taking your ass. You already know how busy them airports is. I ain't fucking around like.
Let me get to these other ones. We got Anthony Edwards that says, have judges been selected? We want to avoid the LA birds of the world. So Steve in Chicago has offered to be a judge, as well as Stainless in Detroit, Bo in Bama. And we have one official judge that will judge every fight, Harold Hunt of the ABF. So he'll be official judge, and then the other three guys can rotate per fights. We got, do you like those options, or did you have anything you wanted to recommend or suggest in terms of that?
Nah, man, those are good guys. Bama Bo, man, he's been in a whole bunch of them he's been at, and he's always, he's our pound-for-pound historian, right? Or he's our profile keeper, however you want to put it. He knows our guys, so I think that's a good addition. You know, we have the actual professional judge. We got a good team this time around.
130, Adrian. That was 140, right? What weight did Sir Isaac fight at?
Sir Isaac,
let's be 140.
Oh, 140. Nah, I see somebody in the chat said they needed 130 pound. They said 120, 130. Nah, brother, that's right now we ain't got nobody at no 120, 130. Not right now.
Next one, Border Wars 13. You already know, champ.
Yeah. We got Jordan, who says, is there still a chance to get a celebrity ref? Free do me up to be a part of the event more. Yeah, I was just texting with another referee that I know, and, that didn't happen. Then I also was texting with Tony Weeks, and Tony Weeks just had knee surgery. One day, like literally right now at 9:17, my other ref said, you know, that I picked the one random day out of the week where I took a vacation. Steve Willis already said no. Tony Weeks, I ain't even going to ask because he's recovering from knee surgery. And this other referee said no. And the dude we met in Georgia, he's a fight doctor. So, you know, that's not going to work. But we got
Rue in the 504 who says, have people been uploading videos now? Going forward, you might want to remove people who fail to do so.
Yeah, they are uploading. We are going back to the fines for sure. People know since the last two episodes, we're definitely fining. And footage could be found on Facebook. It makes it easier. Look, I would rather the footage on YouTube. I'd rather I get the footage and upload it to YouTube because, you know, it's better for the community. But it's so difficult for these guys to send me the footage and not lose quality. That, you know, it's better off them uploading it to Facebook. But yeah, we got Austin V that says, who are the panelists pound for pound hardest hitters?
Oh!
Cruz is a big puncher, and Ant is a big puncher, and
come on, champ. You a big punch.
I'm retired.
Champion.
I'm retired. That shit, you know.
But that's pound for pound. I mean, yeah, you got to be active, right, to be on the pound for pound.
Yeah. It ain't about me, man. I want to make Border Wars super great. Jordan only got one knockout, so I don't know that he a puncher right now. Not all the way. And so same thing with Smoke Him Out. He got that one punch that you don't know yet.
But we gotta give credit based on what we've seen, right? And it looks like Smoke 'Em Out Jay is one of the top three knockouts.
Yo, you believe that shit? Every time we talk Smoke 'Em Out Jay, and I tried to say something about that punch, you'd be like, nah, I was there. Oh, yo, we gonna see, man. We gonna see. He in a real fight now.
Oh yeah.
It's like Sean told him, you ain't never even been punched.
Nah, he wasn't, man. Yeah, he's in a real fight. He's in a real fight, but I can't take away from it. The guy's strong, you know. He's a strong guy.
We going to see, man. We going to see. Is he going to resort to just smothering because he going to get hit and have to react like, ah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it could be like that.
Yeah, that's how it be. Dudes that don't know how to fight resort to just bum rushing you chest to chest and smothering. Let's see. I mean, it's a different thing. Sean going to be pivoting, double jabbing, straight rights. Nah, this is a different fight, man. Left hooks coming.
Who else from our
Remember that Sean lost that fight for Surefire D because he kept hooking with a hooker. And I don't know, maybe his arms are longer, so he couldn't get there quicker than you know, for Surefire D. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get there quicker, maybe. And,
off on the mic,
but in this fight, he gonna have a shorter arm, and it's actually better if he got a longer arm because the distance is a heavyweight fight. You understand? So it's a greater distance. Smoke Him Out is tall, so his hook gotta be longer. This is gonna be a super. Yo, it's so many great fights. I mean, you got that fight. That's an amazing fight. Then you got Jordan Baker and Showkid. That's gonna be guaranteed. Fun. Rob and Bishop. Guaranteed.
That's the one.
Guaranteed. Keem and Vega. Guaranteed.
Yo, Vega's coming in with all he's got.
Yo, what else they got out there? Those just off my top, man. Off the
top
of the head.
Nah, this is gonna be a fun card, bro.
It's gonna be hard. Like, we might have to take a break because this card is so
Fire Flame.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting fight. I don't know how fun it's gonna be, but it's gonna be interesting because we gonna find some things out about Brandon, who talks the talk, and about Rel, who, you know, got a lot to prove.
I want to see Tino in there too again. I really want to see Tino develop if he's gonna be doing these Border Wars.
That's another good fight. Bro, it's so many good fights.
Nah, this is good, man. I'm happy.
Bro, we got
you know, 14 obviously,
fights.
I would have loved it that everybody send their footage in on time and be more on point with it. And I guess, you know, next time around, we're going to be a little more serious on the matter, you know? Contract's going to be written up for the participants. And, you know, if you don't adhere to certain things, then, you know, you can't be a part of it, man. You can't just pop up last minute on some tough man shit out of the crowd like, yeah! Nah, dog. Different. Showkid and Jordan is going to be fun, bro. I think it's going to be
you.
A very, very aggressive fight. He's still going to, yo, the chat be lit with these guys getting at each
Damn,
other.
Damn, Russell ain't watched the fights, bro. That's why I want my shit on YouTube, man.
Damn. So Russell down? Russell said he down to throw some hands?
Russell want to see the footage of Esteban because Esteban need a fight. But actually, Russell's too big for Esteban. He 180. But he said he could cut. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, how much was Esteban?
Esteban 168? Was 168, but he cut too. Remember, he was
walking
around.
Yeah, he cut too, man.
He
cut
like a motherfucker.
He's been 175.
He cut like a motherfucker. Remember, he was walking around with a jug of water for 3 days.
Fuck yeah. He could fight at 175 all day.
So, guaranteed fun, Supermax and Santiago. That's what I'm saying. It's so many fights. Like,
We see, you know, got some turnaround.
Now that we see Austin too sparring, like, I'm interested in his fight with Jason Wilson.
Tell me that didn't change your whole perception.
No, of course you need
that
sparring.
Should change my and I was seeing some good things in the footage he had showed me, but like it's just a whole nother like perception, whole nother perception.
Chris is fighting Zeke, and what's Supermax's boy's name? Remember Supermax had a 54-pound. I thought he was fighting. What the fuck?
He on ice right now.
Mhm. I love Supermax.
Supermax got any sparring in?
Yo, you know what I just remember? Mario never gave me the email for Demetrius Salida.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, get on your boy. Call him right now. That's your job. That's your department.
To the monastery in Beijing.
That's your department right there. Your man's Mario Ski Fuego Ski. Yeah, that's it, man. We up out of here. We answered everybody's questions.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this and I'm feeling like we still got mad fights we can make. Lambert ain't got no fight. Oscar's actually on this list. Oscar is fighting Oscar Williams versus Miguel.
Oscar Williams.
Modeste, something like that, right?
Yeah, Modeste.
Man, that's 15 fights. We got to be on point.
Now, this got to run smooth, man. Like Adrian said, man, all these little things that you guys can do and send information ahead of time will help a lot. It's very hard trying to get your song, you know, into a playlist at the very last moment. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts.
That's why
this,
people need to be there, make themselves available for the weigh-in so we can do all fighter meeting stuff at the weigh-in. You know, and get that out the way.
That's right. Well, you know what? You know, I guess, you know, we'll put something together, a list or something that I could put together here and just kind of have everybody fill it out and collect it. And then
here goes Doomy taking on more hats. He got so many jobs he ain't finished. I'm going to jab your ass, bro.
Ah!
Damn. Well, we was about to leave, but I just uploaded Bishop's footage. So I'm going to go ahead and share this for us.
Yeah, and I rarely see Bishop footage.
Yeah, he beating on it. He got a new Tito now.
He got a new Tito?
That's what it looked like from the thumbnail. I'm watching it with Chai for the first time.
Yo, Rel. I mean, Rel. Bishop, do you spar champ? I gotta see where all the I gotta see where what kind
said,
of work he getting. Cause
he said he don't need the spar because he's like, you know,
he got the fight in him.
He mentally sees the fight.
This guy's a visual. He visualizes a lot.
Yeah, this you gonna need to you know, just catch up because there's gonna be music. He said it's copyright free.
Iggy. He beating on the bag or he's beating on Tito.
Ready? Let me adjust this into the screen. Make it all nice for.
You know it's gonna be like 15 seconds.
Nah, this is a 3-minute video, bro. We gonna be here. You ready?
Oh shit! You on the Beethoven shit?
I don't know how that's copyright free, but let me tell you that I've heard that in I think like
in your iPhone fucking free music.
Game of Thrones.
On the screen. Am I going to see a beautiful picture? Love.
Border Wars 12, Watertown, Wisconsin, fighting for the Cruiserweight Championship. Who wants it? My man Tito has been taking a beating. So I made a decision to go ahead and retire my man Tito. So now today, I would like to welcome a new member to the family, and his name is Drago. Let's go, champ.
So he said his name is Drago. Now, it's hard to knock the man when he's won his last two fights with just this.
Yeah, in the backyard, in the pool, beating on a Tito, on a Bob.
This one is Drago.
All right, let's see what Drago's about. Oh, snap. Drago was behind the Ray to sneak him. It's Drago time.
Yo, is that technically he's so sharp? Even the shadow boxing. Like, you going to see it. Like, you know, keep looking at the screen because you're going to see it. Obviously, I'm pausing, and it's not going to pause for you because you're on a delay. But he's really sharp. The double jab, faint jab. You know, the thing is that Rob don't care about none of that. Rob is cutting distance. He's definitely Mexican style. You know, he's giving up two shots to land one.
Hey, are you serious?
That's what I'm saying. But that triple jab straight left is nice.
It's fast.
That shit is like, hoof. You know what I'm saying?
I think the best word to describe it is swift.
Yeah.
A little swift with it.
And what Rail doesn't do with his right hand, Bishop does with his left hand. You see how he's talking. Keep looking at the screen. He talks with all those punches.
Yeah,
see that? See the right hook?
Torso.
See the right hook? Torso moves completely right hook. Torso moves completely with left hand. Seen the head movement? And he got that Harlem Globetrotters like jitteriness to the head. You see it? Like, he's like, you know. But you see the torque?
I
again,
see it. He really putting hip into that shit.
Yeah. Gotta tell though, you see he shakes his head like a maraca. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah. I see it like a little Santa Cruz.
It's like after I finish my combination, remember Bruce Lee should be like, oh, and he'll shake his head. That's what he's doing. He took a bow, like he dropped my man. Uh-oh, Tito, he going ham on Tito.
Hold on, I'm not there yet. I got to get to the bow.
They go to tell. He's doing the shaking.
Yeah, my boy comfortable out there. He look like he in Mr. Miyagi's backyard.
Oh, wow, this Tito really moves.
Yeah, you see the pearls breaking in?
Definitely got hella torque on them shots. See the straight left, how he turns everything into it. And then he comes back with the hook. Rob got to watch out for that. That's his favorite combination. Come back with that hook. With the torque. That's why he knocks you out, because he puts everything into it. I just can't believe, like, this is his sparring. He out of control. I don't know. You know, he might not make it three rounds because he never been pushed. He been the pace setter. Like, and if this is your sparring, I don't know, man. Rob is a problem.
Yeah.
But,
I'm gonna agree with you on that.
His confidence is just on another level. His confidence is of that, of like you see he was lining him up. He does that in a fight. It's crazy. The way he's fighting Tito, he fights for real. Like
that Tito look like he needs to be filled up with more water, or my man just hitting that hard.
No, because it got a coil.
Yeah, not, but the shit's hopping up. Like.
I mean, but you know how that shit is. That shit never gonna. That's what I'm saying. I don't fuck with that because I'll knock that down.
Yeah, I used to have one. Shit, you guys had
two in your gym in Elizabeth, and those things I couldn't really work with that. You always want to. Don't get me wrong. You always want to because you're envisioning a man. I prefer those aqua bags that is a torso. You know, but
yo,
like I said,
somebody's old gotta go.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that.
Oh.
But look at the difference in the tell of the tape. It's the height.
6'3", 5'9" I mean,
how
that doesn't really matter too much if the range.
How is Rob? Yeah, but how is Rob gonna get in on the inside of that?
I'll be honest with you, Rob does have the danger of getting clipped by one of those super super fast shots that Bishop throws. You know, if he's not careful going in, Rob's never been afraid to take chances. No, he just has to make the correct move and making sure that he does it at the right time because he could get really really popped or buzzed by one of these Bishop shots. Man, Bishop has been very very good at lining them up down that straight left or right. Is he orthodox or southpaw? Because I'm seeing him southpaw here.
No, Bishop is southpaw, bro.
It's always been that left?
Of course. The right hook is what kills everybody.
Okay. Because I think he hit Hotzi with the left to the body. Look, man.
Yeah, because sometimes he, like Porter, you know, he takes angles. So if Hotzi left him open and he shot the left, you know, but it could still come from the southpaw stance. Remember, right?
No, but that's a big point. That's a good point. What you just said. Nobody's really pushed Bishop, so I'm
nobody.
Me not seeing no sparring, I can't make a good judgment on what he's gonna react like. Like
nobody.
I don't know. Robert's gonna bring the pain.
Yeah, you know, which brings me, damn, you know, this is something else maybe you need to read. Hold on. And then we're out. There's nothing else to do. I know you got to go. Shout out to Doomy. He's trying to stay on 3-hour shows. Y'all see him?
Trying to keep up with Usain Bolt over here and shit.
My man about to go pass out and shit. Like.
Damn. Took it back to Looney Tunes. Yeah, my man used to make that. Not Chespirito, bro. Probably back to Chespirito. All
right, here they go.
Who this? Who this?
This is what you're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back in the time.
We're going to DeLorean.
Read that. Uh-oh. Esteban put footage in the Border Wars chat. All right, Esteban. While you read that, I'll make this Border Wars footage available.
Hmm.
Oh, this is amateur fight or something. This ain't no footage.
Now, what you sent me in the pre-pro, is that what I'm reading?
Border Wars Championship rules, because there will be a lot of vacant titles and a lot of champions.
Okay.
What this doesn't state is that any vacant title won, obviously you get two mandatories. That's per 90% of the sanctioning body rules, but we haven't stated that because we're still trying to decide whether we're going to implement that rule. You know what I mean? Of giving someone two mandatories seems a bit unfair, and we don't have fully developed divisions to implement such a rule. That's why it's not there. But every champion should know that technically the rules do state if you win a vacant title, you have two mandatories. That being said, these are the Border Wars Championship rules. The following are a list of rules and obligations required by defending champions and incoming challengers for all traditional weight classes in Border Wars League.
Number one, in order to be eligible for title shot, you must have at least two wins in the series. Special petitions can be considered for champions in recess and or champions entering a new division. Number two, a champion must remain active and not miss more than one consecutive event. Special situations can be granted to the champion in recess status and will require petition to a title shot.
There, so they can understand what that means. You cannot miss more than one event. So if Doomy and I fight and he beats me and he is a champion, he's allowed not to come back this next Border Wars, meaning Border Wars 13. He can take 13 off. 14, he must show up. 14, he now must face his mandatory because he's entitled to his voluntary defense on 13. He chose not to come. That's cool. So 14, your mandatory is waiting.
Mm. Great, great. Clearing that up. Next one is a champion will be granted one voluntary defense if champion competes in the immediate border wars following winning championship and or successfully defending over mandatory challenger.
Now, that's exactly what I said, that if you fight, if Dumi beats me in 12 and he fights in 13, he's allowed his voluntary at 13. Dumi can also call for his mandatory at 13 because he's a dog and be like, yo, who's next in line? Line him up. Line him up.
Let's go, champ. All right, cleared that one up. And the next one is, if a champion misses one Border Wars, he must then defend against the mandatory challenger.
Exactly.
So if I miss the following one,
if you miss 13,
the next one,
14, yeah. It's time to get in the ring and swing.
Next, fighters who win the title eliminators must receive mandatory title shots within two events of winning eliminator, unless an agreed to, quote-unquote, step aside is reached.
Mm-hmm. So you heard him. You win a title eliminator, you're not due your shot at the champion. You're due your shot at the champion, but no less than two fights from when you won that, meaning the champ can have two fights before you are even considered. Not considered, but before you're mandated. You
That's
understand?
Right. Good. Clearing that one up. Next, champion and challenger.
So again, let me just to give you more clarification. You won an eliminator. Dumi fought me for an eliminator to face Smoke 'Em Out Jay. He beat me. Jay is the champion and doesn't want to fight Dumi immediately. Jay has two fights before Dumi is the mandatory. So Dumi now can go on and fight two more times and be in risk and jeopardizing his
mandatory status.
But Dumi can also lose his mandatory status if he doesn't fight for two straight fights, right? Because I got to ask Eddie that. Eddie's probably listening. Let me know, Eddie, when do you drop? I think it's 12 months. You got a whole year to get dropped out of the rankings, not any number of fights. It's a calendar year, I believe. But that can be, you know. So Tank has a question, who's normally a champ, so we'll address it. And I will screen share it here. He says,
what if there is no mandatory due to them not having a two
yeah,
plus
you,
fight.
You get your voluntaries. You get unlimited voluntary. The divisions are thin. So if you win a belt at 175 and there's no one valid enough, there's no one with two wins to fight you, you get to pick another voluntary. You get to do sexy things. That's how it works. You get to make that division interesting, you know? Bo, I see you calling. I'm trying to restart this dumbass Skype. I'm sorry. Just when we thought we was out of here, Doomy's getting pulled back in. Look at him. You're still good, Doomy. It ain't 10 yet. Oh, he left. Okay. Bo, it's loading up. We're almost there. And Doomy stepped away. Who was reading? So, I thought this dude was hitting me up for, like, some Border Wars. All right, Bo, we ready, man. Call us if you got something. Well, do me dip, so I'm going to go to that. All right, Bo, what up?
Yo, I was just checking in. I just got off work. I wanted to see if I missed anything, you know. What, any breaking news? Everything's still on. Any fights off the card now that wasn't yesterday?
Nah, we ain't losing fights. We definitely gaining fights, man. We got about 14 and counting, I think 15 and counting, because Lambert, right now we got Jose versus Mario official, Marvin versus Ant official, Rob versus Bishop official, Keem versus Vega official, Jordan Showkid official, Supermax Santiago official, Elias versus James Clark official, Smoke Em Out J versus Sean official, Chino versus Huang official, obviously Rebecca versus Ashley official, Austin versus Wilson official, Chris versus Zeke definitely official, Rel versus Brandon co-producer official, Ben Lappin and Adam Flores official, Oscar Williams versus Miguel Modeleste. Neither of those are official, but they should be official.
What does Modeleste